free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
People ask questions about the deaths that have occurred due to particular vaccine, and this always gets blown up in the media. One should be able to give a very factual account of what exactly has happened and what the cause of deaths are. But in most cases, there's some obfuscation at that level, and therefore there's less and less trust then in the system.
It was the UN back in December of last year said, hey, vaccines are killing people. They're untested. We need to pause vaccines. The public doesn't believe in them. The doctors don't believe in them. But they said, but we're just giving them by Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation told what to do. So even the UN, the global government system itself, is just a puppet. And what they say is God.
Halting funding for the WHO during a world health crisis is as dangerous as it sounds. The world needs them now more than ever. Well, the truth is the group actually needs Gates more than ever. With the U.S. taking a pause, he'll now be their largest active donor. That's right. One out of every 10 bucks that the WHO gets is from the world's second wealthiest man.
Again, my name is Dr. Tapper, and I am no stranger to you as this is my third time here addressing the regulations and mask mandates. Imagine a virus so deadly and severe that you have to have a test done to find out whether or not you've had it. You guys are basing these numbers on positive cases and not hospitalizations or deaths. That's what you should be basing those off of. The numbers are hyperinflated by false positives and the never-ending doom and gloom from the mainstream media. If the mask mandate turns into a vaccine mandate, you will not be allowed to go back to work, earn a paycheck, renew your driver's license, or function in everyday society without proof of the vaccination. We had draconian bills sweeping the nation last year coming after our medical freedoms. And then the coronavirus came. The Trojan horse to implement this tyrannical agenda.
They say you don't need vitamin D, then you can't say as a medical doctor you need vitamin D. They say you don't need vitamin C, the FBI will SWAT team you.
It was a special setup for this raid with the FBI putting on PPE as they went inside this medical clinic with a search warrant, seeking medical records and physical evidence.
The investigation includes allegations that the clinic provided fraudulent treatments for COVID-19 and that the clinic did not observe proper protocols to protect patients and staff from the virus.
The FBI spokesperson would not say what specific treatment they were investigating, except to say it was on the clinic website. And we found this posting. We have been using intravenous vitamin C therapy to treat COVID-19 and non-hospitalized patients with great results.
We've been told our whole life that vitamin D correlates with a strong immune system.
Grothman points to studies that suggest vitamin D can reduce your chances of contracting COVID or the severity of your symptoms. He says he's tried for months to get the CDC and other experts to talk about it. Then this week, one of the nation's leading infectious disease experts did. Dr. Anthony Fauci mentioned vitamin D during an Instagram Live with actress Jennifer Garner.
For example, if you are deficient in vitamin D, that does have an impact on your susceptibility to infection.
But now Fauci said you need to start, oh, wait, okay, we'll drop the charges. Fauci's God. So Fauci's God, Bill Gates is God, the UN's God. None of us have any rights. But now even the UN's head envoy for global COVID-19 response comes out and says, we've got to stop this. This is causing millions to die already. Hundreds of millions are going to die. And it's already going to be devastating, devastating to our economy. It's going to put millions of people out of work. It's going to bankrupt tens of millions in the Western world. But the third world, it's already a death sentence. Millions are already dead. And I want the left and the Democrats and Fauci and Gates to know we know they're behind it. So they can be discredited and exposed for the progenitors of the Nazis. They're not sons of the Nazis. They're not neo-Nazis. They're not Nazis. They're the eugenics global scientific control freak cult that the Nazis were just a spinoff of. But the Nazis wanted to make it based around Aryan white people. The globalists want to kill everybody. There are almost no free independent media infrastructures in the United States, much less in the entire world. InfoWars is standalone with our own radio and TV satellite uplinks and hundreds of stations picking us up. Almost no one else has that, especially anybody covering the real issues of global populism, the right to self-defense, and exposing the anti-human globalist death agenda. That's why when we go out and shoot videos, they're at band.video. They're not allowed to be on Twitter, on YouTube, on Facebook. That's why it's so precious, because as censorship expands to everyone, which it is now, with AI monitoring, controlling what you can say and do, it's going to be the OACs, like band.video, and the now redesigned InfoWars.com, that become more and more important, which they are. And the enemy is suing us, attacking us, hacking us, lying about us, sabotaging us, infiltrating us, trying to shut us down right now, because they're coming after everyone. So spread the word now.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is the David Knight Show. My name is Harrison Smith, sitting in for David Knight today. It is Thursday, October 15th, year 2020. It is day 213 of America held hostage. Day 213 of the lockdown. Day 213 of the plague. Yes, folks, 213 days of no work, no play, and everybody becoming a very dull boy. When will it end? Who knows? Will it ever end? Probably not. Not unless we stand up and demand an end to this absolute nonsense and the curtailing of every liberty we have grown to become accustomed to being stripped away from us in the name of some absurd hoax of a coronavirus. It is completely absurd, folks, but clearly that is not the biggest story of the day. I covered it extensively yesterday. Of course, the email scandal of Hunter Biden and the exposure of Joe Biden. But basically, as soon as the program ended yesterday, the story got a lot more interesting. Or rather, a lot more terrifying. We've crossed the Rubicon, ladies and gentlemen. We have entered into a new dimension of reality. Dimension of reality that is completely and utterly controlled by a single subset of ideological psychopaths known as the Democratic Party. I'm sure you all have heard by now that both Facebook and Twitter decided to limit the spread of the New York Post story. New York Post, a 200-year-old newspaper, a well-respected newspaper, a national newspaper, being censored outright by Facebook and Twitter, who openly admit they have no reason to suspect that the story is fake. Doesn't matter. It goes against their ideology. It doesn't look good for them, so they'll censor it. Allegation on Biden prompts pushback from social media companies. That's a nice way of putting it. That's a really nice way of putting it there. It's been censored. It's been censored by Twitter. It's been censored by Facebook in real time. Possibly the most explosive story of the year politically. I mean, what was revealed in these emails is outright corruption, is outright collusion with another country. It is, I mean, in my personal opinion, I'm no legal expert here, but to me, this is an arrestable offense for Joe Biden. Joe Biden has basically committed treason. He has done the exact things that they impeached Donald Trump for, that they investigated Donald Trump for 2 years. I mean, this is the most explosive story of the year, and it was censored the day it came out in real time by Facebook and Twitter, who told you, we have no reason to suspect that this is fake. We have no fact checkers disputing this, but we're going to go ahead and limit it anyway. So this is them coming out in our face and telling us that it doesn't matter if what you put out is true. It matters if it serves them, if it serves their narrative, or if it serves their political aspirations. That's the only thing that matters, and that's how they're going to censor things. Now, we're monitoring the situation. Situation still being monitored as Kayla McKinney, the White House spokesperson, is removed from Twitter from sharing this story. The New York Post itself got locked out of Twitter. The New York Post editor was unable to post the story that their newspaper came out of. It's clearly a true story. Even the Biden campaign isn't really disputing this story. The pictures of Hunter Biden clearly exist, right? These pictures were not anywhere before, and now they're being posted in the New York Post. They had to come from somewhere, right? And Twitter uses the excuse that they don't post hacked material. Well, it wasn't hacked material, was it? It wasn't hacked material. It was perfectly legally obtained, in fact. I saw somebody point out that you have to be a certain level of rich to be able to just forget that your, you know, $2,000-$3,000 computer is just left at a repair shop. But that's what happened. He left it at the repair shop. By the terms and condition of the repair shop, after 90 days, if nobody comes to pick it up, it legally becomes the repair shop's computer. The repair shop owns that computer. that's the contract that they signed when they sent it in for repair. Here's the other thing. The computer repairman gave this laptop to the FBI. Now, you would think the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, might be interested in learning that the Vice President of the United States was glad-handing behind the scenes, was meeting with oligarchs from the Ukraine behind the scenes at the behest of his dirtbag son, Hunter Biden, who was being paid upwards of $50,000 a month as a nominal fee for him just to sit around and be on their board. You would think the FBI would be interested in that sort of thing, would investigate that sort of thing, and would maybe report that sort of thing to the American people or let it go into the judicial system. But that didn't happen, did it? So the FBI could have handled this, and this computer repairman who turned this into Rudy Giuliani's lawyer would never have to do that. But that's what happened. This email got released. I mean, the number of things you could say about this. It's crossed a Rubicon. Of course, we've known about censorship. We've seen the censorship happen. We've seen it happen in real time. With every increasing incremental step towards totalitarianism, with every inch we move towards the destruction of our free speech completely, we have tried to warn the Republicans. We have tried to beg Donald Trump and said, do something about this social media censorship. Oh, they're monitoring the situation. Oh, well, they sent some very strongly worded tweets. They called Mark Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey up in front of them, and they gave them a very strong talking to while Jack Dorsey and the like, the the deceiver from Google. They just lie to their faces. They just lie outright completely. Jack from Twitter says, our communication around our actions, the New York Post article, was not great. Oh, it wasn't great. Yeah, not great. No, you're a bunch of authoritarian scumbags, and we have now been ushered into a Soviet-style complete 1984-level destruction of free speech completely. I mean, it's incredible. So we've begged. We've begged at every corner. We've begged at every turn. You've got to do something about this. We, as individual people, do not have the power to stand up against these multinational conglomerates with complete dictatorial control over the public sphere. We just don't have the power to fight up against that. One man does not have the power to fight up against that. The reason we institute a government is to protect the people from being abused, protect the people's rights from being taken advantage of by forces larger than them, to protect the individual. Our government has failed routinely to protect the free speech rights of American citizens on the internet and have allowed Twitter and Facebook to run rampant. So now it's going to have a direct effect on the election. This is a major story that could definitely change minds, that definitely exposes Biden not only as utterly corrupt, but as a blatant in-your-face liar about this fact. 100% proves that outright. If there were still thinking people out there in the world, this would certainly change some votes. So every single vote that the Republicans lose because of this censorship, they have earned. They deserve outright because they have done nothing substantial to prevent this from happening. So now if Twitter and Facebook and any other social media company wants to take a breaking news story, a massive bombshell, hacked, leaked document news story that could destroy the Republicans' opponent, that could utterly humiliate and eviscerate the Joe Biden campaign, and that's censored and deleted and called fake news and not allowed to get out to the public, and so the Republicans lose millions of votes they would otherwise get. That's what you deserve, you absolutely useless squids, you scumbags, you pointless slabs of rock up there in the Capitol that have done absolutely nothing to prevent this from happening. You deserve it. You've earned it. You might get kicked out of office. Donald Trump might lose. The razor-thin margin might have been solved with this exact story, but now it's done because you never did anything about it. David Knight Show. We'll be right back, folks.
Now it's easier than ever to have band.video on your iPhone. Simply go to band.video with your Safari browser. Then you click the share button at the bottom of the screen. When the menu comes up, you simply click add to home screen. It will then ask you to name the app. I suggest band.video. You will now have band.video app on your home screen, despite the fact that Tim Cook tried to stop it. The globalists think you're lazy, but by taking a little bit of action, you can override them, have the app, and then tell others about it so they can get the app. So it's up to you whether you want to defy big tech and click the share buttons below on your email, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, however you want. Be sure and share band.video.
For more than 100 years, the Rockefeller Foundation has worked to establish world government, abolish nation states, dumb down the population by taking control of education, and most importantly, taking control of Western medicine. Now, they had a bad name by the 1920s. They started converting over and funding other organizations and groups like IBM to continue on with their eugenics operations. Fast forward to the 1980s, the baton is handed by IBM via his mother on the board of directors to Bill Gates III, his father, of course, being the head of Planned Parenthood. And now he's been able to position himself over almost every health department in the world, every national health system. Bill Gates is in control. They have spent 100+ years getting positioned to be able to control what happens to your body and what goes in your body. This is the holy grail of their operations, and now they're normalizing putting a new type of DNA in your body.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
2020electioncenter.com. Just type it in one time and you've got it saved right there in your browser. And then you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms, and most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to band.video. But 2020electioncenter.com is a clone of the site, the exact same links, the exact same videos where you can comment, you can share them, everything. The system is censoring because the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago. Trump has finally figured this out, and since he's going to take action once reelected against big tech, and then he's monitoring the situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he has taken action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and checking out the new redesigned Infowars.com and sharing that link. Oh, that really upsets him. Oh, yeah.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Back here on the David Knight Show. It's the 15th of October, the year 2020. We have crossed the Rubicon. The big tech companies are now openly letting us know they will censor things for the sole reason of political convenience. In fact, you have the head of the Facebook Trust and Safety, or whatever the hell they call it, who was a Democratic staffer on the payroll of the Democrats, coming out and just saying openly, we have no reason to believe this is not real. We have no, it's eligible to be fact-checked in the future. But in the meantime, we're going to go ahead and limit distribution of this particular story. So this is it, right? This is it. That's all you need. That's all you need. If you have Democratic Party in power in politics, which they plan on doing through complete voter fraud. If you have complete control over every informational system, I mean, except for what you got like Fox News, InfoWars, and Project Veritas occasionally, and they get censored as well. I mean, they have complete control. This is one party rule. This is control of information, and they're doing it in our faces. They're letting us know we are doing this for purely political reasons. Do you understand the number of lies that are told about Donald Trump every single day, or the Republican Party, or InfoWars, or Alex Jones? Do you have any idea the number of just complete canards, complete lies that are printed as fact every single day in these newspapers? How many times have you heard Mexicans are all rapists? You said Nazis are very good people. These are utter, complete lies that you can see for yourself if you just watch the tape. And yet these are printed and posted time after time after time. It's absurd. And yet now, story comes out, provable, right? With the documents, from their own words, we have proof that Joe Biden coordinated with his son Hunter, who was profiting immensely, to change the American foreign policy, to flex the American might that has been bestowed upon him by the voters, so they can protect the voters instead, those voters' power, those voters' wealth, those voters' fortune is used as a tool, wielded like a weapon by Joe Biden to earn money for his own family. This is treason. This is sedition. This is collusion. This is all the worst things that Donald Trump has ever been accused of, but we have physical proof. And the FBI didn't expose it. The NSA didn't expose it. No whistleblowers came forth. It was a Delaware repairman that exposed this story after giving it to the FBI, who did nothing with it. So this is the complete picture of the deep state. You understand this. You have people like Hunter Biden acting with basically complete impunity, can do whatever he wants, right? He's hanging out in Qatar, in Doha, with Devin Archer, notorious criminal robbing Indian tribes. Robbing the Sioux, cashing bad checks with the Sioux Indians. Scumbag, right? Dirtbag, Devin Archer. Business partner, Hunter Biden. Oh, but he's the son of the vice president. And there's an interview with Hunter Biden when they say, do you think your father being vice president has anything to do with you being on the board of Burisma? And he says, I don't think I would be on any of the boards I'm on if my father wasn't president. Okay, thanks for that admission. But let's just get this straight. So as the son of the vice president, you are making hand over fist millions of dollars a year, just money rolling in as you peddle your access to the vice president. So you can just rake money in. You can just go to foreign countries, glad hand with the, you know, oligarchs, scumbag terrorists over there, get paid tens of thousands of dollars a month. Anytime the American government does anything positive for the Ukraine, you take credit for it. Remember, that's what he said. He said, we have to temper expectations, but we should tell them that my guys trip. Remember, they speak in this gangster, thinly veiled references, oh, my guy. I wasn't talking about my dad. That was another guy I was talking. Yeah, yeah, okay. All right. But he said, when my guy goes to the Ukraine, let's act like that was a part of our advice. Oh, but we need to temper expectations because we can't say what he's going to do once he's there. Oh, yeah. Oh, by the way, there's more. Oh, by the way, they didn't release everything. And this should be obvious, right? This is a laptop with tens of thousands of emails. We saw about two of them. Who knows what else is in there? Who knows what else he's doing? So let's get this straight. So you're out there. You're completely corrupt. You're making money hand over fist for doing absolutely nothing other than peddling your access to the vice presidency. Then the FBI gets word of this. Oh, you might be a little bit scared because what you're doing is treason. Because what you're doing is punishable by death. Maybe you might, as this rich, degenerate scumbag Hunter Biden, you might be a little freaked out. What if I get caught? What if they get access to the emails? What if I'm found out? What if a picture of me smoking crack ends up on the internet? Oh, you might be a little bit worried. What if the authorities get involved? What if the FBI finds out? Oh, it turns out they did, and then they cover for your ass. Pardon the French. They cover for you. Imagine being this privileged. You want to talk about privilege? This is scumbag privilege. This is liberal privilege. This is Biden privilege. This is Clinton privilege. You can commit the most heinous of crimes. Evidence of those crimes can be given on a silver platter to the so-called law enforcement, to the federal authorities, and they will do your dirty work for you. They will cover up for you. They'll bury it. They'll hide it. They know their place in the system. They know who they serve. They serve Joe Biden. They serve the Democratic machine. If they don't want to end up dead, if they don't want to end up with some, you know, child porn planted on their computer, if they don't want to end up the bottom of the ocean or at the very least kicked out of this big, powerful system that has given them everything and supports all of them, if they don't want their family to go hungry, then they know what they have to do. They have to sweep it under the rug. They have to make sure it goes away. They have to hide it. They have to obscure it. They have to put a little tag on it. Yes, this has been reviewed and nothing of interest was found. Put that on the file. Put it away. Job well done. A job well done. Another story covered up. Another American politician allowed to get away with his corruption. Another family member of a powerful person paid millions of dollars for peddling access to you, for spending your tax money to the tune of $1 billion, by the way, wielded like a scalpel by these people to carve up the American empire to get their own little taste. You've done your part. You've served them well. Oh, but it turns out some little computer repair man in Delaware, and I'd love to find out who this guy is. I hope he's never found out. I hope we never find out who this guy is, because they'll send people after him. I mean, this guy's life will be ruined because he exposed the truth. You understand? Because he proved what we've all known, something that we should all care about. I mean, they impeached Trump for less than this. They spent 3 years on the Russia investigation for less than this. So you know that they understand, they should care about this. They should have a conscience about this. If they had any semblance of consistency or morality, they would be outraged that an American vice president was using his power and wielding his power for personal gain in this way. But they don't. They don't have consciences. They don't have honor. They don't have souls. We are up against a soulless, sucking machine that controls our free speech now.
Please don't forget, there is 7 days left now in the InfoWars Total Blowout, up to 60% off free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com, because everything's selling out. Highest quality fish oil, highest quality krill oil, so amazing. Look at what it does for your energy, your mind, your body, your health, your cardiovascular, all of it's just crazy. When I forget to take it, I really feel it. We've got BrainForce Plus, last run of that. You know it's a bestseller because we're about to come out with a new version, but it's the last run of that. 50% off free shipping. Super Male Vitality, incredible high quality. 50% off free shipping. Winter Sun, highest quality vitamin D3 and vitamin K. So good for your immune system. That's selling out, still discounted. Body selling out, still discounted. Vitamineral Fusion, selling out, still discounted. Prostaguard with the high quality zinc and salt palmetto, selling out, still discounted. 8-pack power stack, last chance to get it. It'll be sold out within 2 days. 60% off free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com. And fund the second American revolution worldwide. You are the resistance, the resistance, the resistance.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than Bodies. Some like Bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
The globalists are very, very honest about their planetary goals. They want private corporate governance above nation states, above religious institutions, above the family. They want total corporate power. There was a great film back in the early 1970s called Rollerball with James Caan, and it's based on a novel set in the year 2020. And in the book, you have mega corporations that control the planet. There are no longer nation states. There are only cities that are the capitals of the corporations. If you actually read what the Davos Group and the CFR, Trilateral Commission, say in the year 2020, that is their end game. That is their goal. So we're talking about a Hunger Games type scenario here, run by very, very, very ruthless people that see us as chattel. And they're using COVID-19 as their takeover strategy and Communist China as their model. We must reject it now.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
I'm Harrison Smith, sitting in once again for David Knight. I'm going to go out to your phone calls because I want to hear what you have to say about this. The number to call is 1-888-201-2244. That's 1-888-201-2244. There's other stuff in the news. There's other videos we need to get to, of course, but I'm a little fired up about this. I'm a bit fired up about this, as every American should be. I mean, this is unacceptable. It's gone from unacceptable to really unacceptable, I guess you could say. I mean, this is it. We've crossed the Rubicon. At this point, you have at Team Trump on Twitter. This is the official Trump campaign Twitter. They had their account locked. They were locked out of their account. An official organ of an official presidential campaign of the sitting president of the United States was locked out. They say they violated our rules of posting private information. What did they post? They posted Joe Biden is a liar who has been ripping our country off for years. And then a link to that New York Post story. And they were locked out. And they're not hiding it. They're not even trying to hide it. What do we do here? I mean, this is, they have to be destroyed. Twitter, Facebook, they have to be destroyed. They have to be destroyed. That's all there is to it. Well, what else is there? This can't be allowed to continue. This can't be allowed to happen. People cannot be allowed to so brazenly censor the American people, so brazenly collude to influence an American election. This is unacceptable. And no, it's not going to help to have Ted Cruz write a strongly worded letter. To have these Republican senators say, if you keep this up, there's the consequences will be very severe. Okay. Okay. All right. I'll tell you what. You're in the government, okay? You have a monopoly on force. Okay. All right. That's what we put you there for. I know, like the Democrats, most of the Republicans take their election into office as a golden ticket to exploit the American people to maximum efficiency. I know that's how you typically look into it, but you'll never be elected into office again if you don't do something drastic to combat what we've just seen. And I'm not talking about regulation. I'm not talking about oversight. I'm not talking about petty fines to punish these scumbags. I'm talking about destruction. I'm talking about utter destruction. That's what they deserve. I mean, this is Russia 1917, right? This is it. This is the installation of the globalist world government. This is the installation of communism. This is the actualization of the totalitarianism, the authoritarianism, the total control grid. This is it. It has been rolled out. If we don't do something now, it's over, okay? And they talk about Senator Hawley and Cruz accusing Twitter of election meddling. No, they've been election meddling for years. And you absolutely worthless toads have done nothing to prevent it. Nothing. Your threats are meaningless. Your words are empty. Your power is neutered. And you, as an elected official, as one of the most powerful people in America, as a United States senator, are nothing. You're completely useless up against this tyrannical force of big tech. So you can either, like, use your power and just actually storm Twitter headquarters and just take it over and just put these people into prison. Not a fine that these people don't suffer from. Not regulation that these people take advantage of and twist to their own ends. I'm talking jail time. I'm talking death penalty. When you murder one person, it's a tragedy. When you murder free speech, it's treason. When you murder free and fair elections, you're murdering America. You're murdering the Republic. It is a crime 10 times worse than murder. It is a crime 1,000 times worse than any other, you know, petty theft. You go to a store, you steal some candy off the rack, you might go to jail. If you use your power as the bottleneck through which all communication is shared, and you use that to shut down a news story from a well-established, well-respected, 200-year-old national newspaper, what you have done is worth death. Torture. We need to go farther than we've... I mean, at this point, if Donald Trump said we're canceling the election because it won't be fair, the mail-in votes, the censorship, the collusion, the foreign powers meddling. If he came out today and said, here's a proclamation, I'm evoking the emergency acts, I'm arresting the people who run Twitter, I'm arresting the people who run Facebook, I'm arresting Joe Biden, I'm arresting Barack Obama, I'm arresting Hillary Clinton, I'm canceling the elections, I am now, for a brief time, temporarily invoking dictatorial powers to clear up this world-ending distress that our country is now under, I'd stand up and cheer. I'd fight for the man. That's where we are now. Because we either blindly, like sheep, led to the slaughter, allow these globalist scumbags to run roughshod over every right our forefathers have fought for, or we get our guys to do it first. I mean, that's where we are now. Shut them down, throw them in prison, send them to a jury, convict them for treason, hang them by a rope. That's where we are now. This is the death of our republic. This is the death of our nation. Or it's the death of the scumbags who are trying to kill our nation. So do or die, fight to the death. We're in it. And so far, the people that are our generals, the people that are our soldiers, the people that we've empowered through our votes, the one remnant of our republic left to us, our ability to put people in office that we think are going to fight for us, and those people have been MIA, missing in action. They've been absent without leave. They have been writing very strongly worded letters. They have been shaking their finger rather disapprovingly at the big tech giants. And they've been spitting in your face. So Senator Hawley, who was talking about this, by the way? By the way, yesterday during the Amy Coney Barrett hearing, Senator Hawley brought this story up. So consider this. The United States Senate is discussing an active news story that's being censored from Twitter. So what you can discuss in the chambers of the United States Senate and the United States Congress is being censored in Twitter. So where do we go? Where do we go from here? What do we do? So I'm personally ready. If anybody wants to go pay a visit to Twitter or Facebook, give me a call. Maybe we can make a little trip. I don't know. I'm not threatening violence. I don't want to do it. I want our government to do it. I want our duly elected officials to get off their backsides and do something about this. But I'll go protest. I'll go stand up to these people. I mean, maybe I'll join Antifa. It's just an idea, right? They're allowed to burn things down, aren't they? Nazis. These people who have been telling you, this is, we gotta stand up. If you wouldn't have done something now, you wouldn't have done something under the Nazis' reign. You're the Nazis. We are now being inundated with the book-burning Nazis. They are now controlling our information. This is civil war. This was an act of war by the big tech against our republic. And if we don't meet it in kind, then they have won without firing a shot. We have lost without picking up our weapon. So the Senate and the Republicans need to do something about this now, but we're not going to have to rely on these scumbags to take care of it.
Computer research scientists, engineers working with attorneys have conclusively proven and put out detailed reports at Tablet Magazine documenting what any trained eye could already see as plain as day. Communist Chinese working in tandem with the United Nations and the Democratic Party in the United States, as well as the media, put out fake videos and total hysteria to make it look like Day of the Dead, End of the World in China earlier this year. Then the UN put out standardized rules designed to keep the West locked down when China reopened within 3 months. This is the greatest strategic coup ever. This is 21st century warfare being carried out through psychological means for the ultimate psyop. Paul Joseph Watson has written about it at Infowars.com. Myself, Alex Jones, Dave and I, Noah Schroer are covering this heavily. This is the way to bring down the globalists, is exposing how communist China and the UN were behind the hysteria.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
There are almost no free independent media infrastructures in the United States, much less in the entire world. InfoWars is standalone with our own radio and TV satellite uplinks and hundreds of stations picking us up. Almost no one else has that, especially anybody covering real issues of global populism, the right to self-defense, and exposing the anti-human globalist death agenda. That's why when we go out and shoot videos, they're at band.video. They're not allowed to be on Twitter, on YouTube, on Facebook. That's why it's so precious, because as censorship expands to everyone, which it is now, with AI monitoring, controlling what you can say and do, it's going to be the OACs, like band.video, and the now redesigned InfoWars.com that become more and more important, which they are. And the enemy is suing us, attacking us, hacking us, lying about us, sabotaging us, infiltrating us, trying to shut us down right now, because they're coming after everyone. So spread the word now. In fiction, supervillains are known as supervillains because they have gigantic, huge, global plans that are incredibly well thought out and incredibly complex. And if I'd have told you a year ago, back in October of 2019, that a powerful billionaire who controls the UN would roll out a global hysteria and lock down the planet, starve millions of people, and would be pushing a forced inoculation to even be able to leave your houses, and that this same billionaire would say we're all going to work from home now, and that this was good to lower the carbon footprint and the human population. You tell me that's crazy. You tell me that's a dystopia. You tell me that's some type of science fiction comic book. But in reality, it really did happen. His name is Bill Gates, and he's the head of a major eugenics consortium that his father and mother set up more than 60 years ago. And we're living in this world Bill Gates has built. And until we start saying no, we are Bill Gates' property. It's time to expose Bill Gates.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, folks. This is David Knight Show. Still raging at this absurdity that we're faced with of big tech just completely running roughshod over our entire political system. It's utterly absurd, and I've got your calls on the line. Let's go now to Nick in Chicago. Thanks for calling in, Nick. You're on the air.
Hey, I was calling because I wanted to get your take on, I mean, in listening to the last section of the segment before the commercial, you were kind of touching on it from our perspective, but I just had a buddy call me from San Francisco. It's kind of interesting because, you know, the whole Project Veritas thing that came out yesterday about the Democrat in Colorado.
Oh yeah, we've got a follow-up video to that that I'll play here in just a minute, but yeah.
Yeah, the whole thing about the guillotines and all that, and this is a friend I've known for a long time, and we've never really talked politics. And he started talking about, we were talking about just the way things are going. And it was clear we had a difference of opinions about, you know, the way the world is right now. But then all of a sudden, it was fine and cordial. And then all of a sudden, it turned to, we got to get the guillotines out. And it was like the second time I heard this from somebody else yesterday. And this was a friend of mine. And then I was like, what the heck is going on? Where? Because I kept hearing, you know, you keep hearing all this stuff about civil war and what's going on in the, you know, it's like, what, you know, but it was kind of like out there in the perimeter, peripheral, you know, it's just wild. And then what you're saying, you know, about we need to march to these people's, you know, we need to show up to Jack Dorsey's house and say, what the hell, you know, what's going on in the world? It's just, I'm sorry. I'm like, I got a
No, I got you, man. I got you. It is very weird to hear regular people saying it's time to get out the guillotine. The question is who do you want to guillotine? How do you think this is going to help? Maybe they have answers. Maybe they don't. Maybe they're just repeating what they've heard. I mean, I think, you know, Tucker Carlson has a great way of putting it where it's like these people, there's a reason people are so mad. There's a reason that people feel so.
Yes. Yeah,
undone exactly. by this system. It's a corrupt system. It's a broken system. People can't get ahead. They can't, you know, they see their wealth being taken away. They see their way of life being destroyed. They have a right to be mad. But this person you're saying was sort of probably just sort of swayed by some of this socialist dogma that they've been hearing, huh?
Well, he just moved back to L.A. from San Francisco, so he was living up in the Bay Area. So, and he was like, "We're real woke up there," you know. And I was like, thinking in my head, "Okay, yeah, I know that," you know. And
yeah, he moved from Sodom to Gomorrah.
Yeah, yeah, but it's just crazy because, you know, in my mind, I'm thinking, you know, it just seems so obvious. It seems like this is all, you know, people think, oh, it's politics. Well, it's not politics. It's money. Money's what's, you know, driving all this. You know, that's why people like Bill Gates, and that's why it's great that you guys are actually addressing this, because that's the thing that people need to know. It's like, I tried to explain this to my friend because he's still, you know, he's real pro, like pro mask and all this, and, you know, for the COVID thing, and, you know, very fearful and was very unwilling to hear about the idea that it might have been, you know, created in a laboratory. And it's just, you know, especially with the censorship that you're talking about, it's like they're preventing people from spreading this information. But this is the most important information of our lifetime. I mean, it's crazy. It's absolutely insane that, you know, like normal people, like people that I would have never thought would have ever, I mean, you know, these are musicians, like my buddy, he's a, you know, producer, DJ, you know, musician. It's just crazy to hear, to even think that, because most people I know are just like, whatever, don't really, you know, they don't care one way or the other. Or, you know, it's wild, man. I'm terrified of this civil war, this whole idea, because this is like it's become more and more and more prevalent. And it's, I mean, I'm, you know, being in Chicago, we're close to Kenosha, and when that stuff was going on, and, you know, and back in, you know, back whenever the George Floyd protests were going on, it's scary what direction we're going in, man. I didn't have much more than that. I just this whole like civil war, and then hearing you talk about, you know, showing up, it's just scary because it's like, really, that's almost what it's going to have to take in order for things to change, because the way things are going, you know, I saw the letter that Ted Cruz sent or is planning on sending or sending to Jack Dorsey, and it's just like, it's very, you know, light. I feel like it's just going to get worse. It's not, and the politicians aren't making a move to do anything to make it that much better. You know, they're not doing much change. They're not implementing things. So,
yeah. And, you know, and if they had, you're exactly right. And if they had moved early on, if when Alex Jones got kicked off, they put their foot down and said, whoa, 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 we are not going to stand for this. And remember, they held committee meetings that Alex Jones attended, and Marco Rubio, in an attempt to sound all big and, you know, holier than thou, was like, I don't even know who you are. It's like, you're at the hearing to talk about censorship, and this is the most censored man in America, and you're saying you don't know who he is? Then you shouldn't be in this position, you idiot. Like, so if they had done something then, if they'd put their foot down then and actually caused a change to happen then, maybe we wouldn't be here. But they've let it continue. They've let it fester. They've let the mold grow to where at this point we need to burn the house down. There is no getting the mold out. There is no, you know, clearing out the basement of the nastiness. The whole house is infected at this point. The core is rotted out and it's unsafe to occupy. So you're right that it's like, it's scary that it's gotten to this point, but, you know, you said your friend is a musician. Like these people, those people live in fantasy land. I mean, they live in La La Land. They moved from Sodom to Gomorrah, and they think that they think, okay, you guys capture the billionaires. You guys lay the billionaires down. You guys erect the guillotine, and then I'll pull the lever. And they don't even understand what that would entail. I mean, these people are cowards. These people are completely separate from the reality of the situation. They probably eat chicken every single day of their life. Ask them to slaughter a chicken, and they'd faint, right? These people don't understand reality.
Yeah. No. But, you know, on the bright side, I think Alex Jones is, you know, his name is being vindicated. There's people, independent journalists. My wife, she just sent me a link to something about the gay frogs, and it was like some independent journalist. I don't know if you've seen this. It was like
OKI. Yeah. It's OKI. Stories.
And it was actually really good. It was like a really in-depth, you know, because Alex, I get it. He gets impassioned, and he just says stuff, and a majority of it's, you know, truth or embedded in truth or, you know, but like sometimes it's a more of an emotional thing for him.
Oh yeah.
And which is, you know, you need that in life, but, it shows the passion, but like, you know, this guy really did a good job of actually saying, hey, look, this, there's a lot of actual facts that point to this being a reality.
Oh yeah, he does a lot of in-depth research, doesn't he? I only got to watch about half of that report, but the half I saw was very good. And he starts getting into Syngenta and starts calling him and asking him questions. It's really, in fact, guys, we want to download that video. It's like an hour long, so we won't be able to play the whole thing, but maybe we can play a snippet. OKI's weird stories on YouTube. And yeah, but this is the thing, right? They're poisoning us. They're using so much of this disgusting chemical that it's running off and it's getting into the water supply and it's literally altering our hormones. If you don't get mad at that, you're not human. In the same way that like Alex Jones might freak out about being censored, but it's like, and you have people like Marco Rubio, I don't even know who you are. Why are you freaking out so much? And now it's like, okay, well, prepare to never get elected again. Prepare for it to be one party rule. Prepare for total authoritarianism, total communism, total socialism, because you didn't understand that when Alex Jones was getting heated and yelling about what's going on, that he was telling the truth. He was right. He was the one that was actually aware of the true danger that we're in. Man, great call, Nick in Chicago. I hope you keep your head up, man. Don't be frightened, man. Be ready. That's the difference.
That's the key.
Beware.
Yeah.
Beware. Be aware. Don't be frightened because, these people are scumbags. Their power is artificial. Their world is fake and, they'll be brought to reality one way or the other. So thank you so much for the call, Nick in Chicago. Man, okay. I've been just on a rage this, entire first hour. So when we get back, I'll have Gerald Celente. In this next hour, I have a shocking story that I was just brought in from National File, the man who had Hunter Biden's laptop suggests there may be more hints at FBI cover-up fears assassination. We have a letter from the Oversight Committee from the Republicans that we'll get to as well. And then yet another story from the New York Post that has even more emails leaked and information about China and folks. We've been telling you about censorship. We have been the ones who have been affected most by the censorship, and we have only been here to be able to tell you about this because you go to InfoWarsStore.com, folks. It's the InfoWars blowout sale, up to 60% off, triple Patriot points, and free shipping. It's ending in just 4 days, but don't wait for that. Go there now. Please support us. This is it. We've crossed the Rubicon. We're in the end game now. We are at the final hour, and it's more important now than ever that InfoWars be here to get around the censorship that they're bringing down like a cage around America.
This is your last chance to get 8-pack power stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown, and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-pack power stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the capsules and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8-pack power stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost. For all of you that already support InfoWars, we're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-pack power stack now or you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-pack power stack, 60% off and free shipping.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested.
Arrested.
Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Yeah, I have some questions about atrazine, a pesticide.
Okay.
Are they putting chemicals in the water to turn the frogs gay?
Is this a prank call?
No.
Okay.
Hey, it's been a while. If you follow me on Twitter, you might know that a few months ago I tweeted a sneak peek of what I've been working on. That's right, gay frogs. Why have I spent the last 3 months of my life researching gay frogs, you ask? Well, I love it when silly bullshit ends up being true. So was Alex Jones right about gay frogs? That's what we're going to investigate in this video here.
Wake up. Wake up. Snap out of it. Snap out of it. You have been under cult brainwashing. Come out of it. You've got to get moving. You've got to get aggressive. You've got to get mad. You've got to get focused. You've got to get crazed. You got to get motivated, man. We are under attack.
The date was October 16th, 2015. While ranting about a globalist takeover and leftist psyops, Alex Jones rapidly listed off ways in which he believes we are under chemical and biological attack.
Everything they give us is to hurt us. Shock claim, world's on the brink of 50-year ice age. Scientists claim zapping brains with magnets can treat belief in God. So can giving somebody a lobotomy. Did parallel universe open up? Hundreds see floating city filmed in skies above China. That's mainstream news. Was videotaped. And it's clearly a giant 500-yard tall wide hologram. Now, there it is, the gay bomb. Look it up for yourself. I mean, this is what they're... What do you think tap water is? It's a gay bomb, baby. And I'm not saying people didn't naturally have homosexual feelings. I'm not even getting into it, quite frankly. I mean, give me a break. You think I'm like, oh, shocked by it, so I'm up here bashing it because I don't like gay people? I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay. Do you understand that? Serious crap. I'm sick of being social engineered. It's not funny.
Something that struck me while watching the full broadcast was that although it's the quote that Alex Jones is most known for, he spends no more than 10 seconds on the topic of gay frogs. He just sort of peppers it into his rant and moves on without offering any sort of explanation. I guess that's why it's so memorable. Because it's baffling how angry he gets, and it just seems to come out of nowhere. If I was going to be able to find out whether or not he's right about chemicals in the water turning frogs gay, then I needed more context. Luckily, he clarified his statement to Vine sensation Logan Paul.
Now, is this the gay frog that you were talking about?
No, this is not the atrazine gay frogs. By the way, you pull up major universities, folks. And I'm not against gay people. The point is that atrazine artificially demasculates men. It over-feminizes women and causes cancer.
And where is that found? Where is the whatever you're saying?
Atrazine is basically in all of our tap water. It's in everything. We're just inundated in it.
So you believe
don't believe me. Don't believe me. I was covering like 10 years ago. A Berkeley study and then a South African study and a UT study going, wow, look, almost all the frogs don't now want females. They want to have sex with males who don't produce eggs. So the frogs are dying. And I said, it's making the frickin' frogs gay.
So the chemical that Alex Jones was referring to is called atrazine. It's used mostly on cornfields to eradicate frogs.
This is a video by a YouTuber named OKI. I think it's called OKI's Weird Stories. And it's about an hour-long video where he goes into in-depth research. He actually does true investigative reporting and proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that not only is atrazine present in the water and making the frogs gay, but this fact is hidden by collusion, really, between big tech, big government, and the pharmaceutical and agricultural industry. Very interesting stuff, and it's always good to see these truths that Alex Jones spouts out actually delved into and expanded upon.
For more than 100 years, the Rockefeller Foundation has worked to establish world government, abolish nation states, dumb down the population by taking control of education, and most importantly, taking control of Western medicine. Now, they had a bad name by the 1920s. They started converting over and funding other organizations and groups like IBM to continue on with their eugenics operations. Fast forward to the 1980s, the baton is handed by IBM via his mother on the board of directors to Bill Gates III, his father, of course, being the head of Planned Parenthood. And now he's been able to position himself over almost every health department in the world, every national health system. Bill Gates is in control. They have spent 100+ years getting positioned to be able to control what happens to your body and what goes in your body. This is the holy grail of their operations, and now they're normalizing putting a new type of DNA in your body.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back, folks. It's the second hour of the David Knight Show, and what a show it is turning out to be. I mean, just incredible stuff. My God. We're going to go back out to your phone calls. Of course, I've got some videos to play, a follow-up to the Project Veritas video. A story I'll read you right there, but first let me tell you some of the other stuff that's going on. Of course, Jack Posobiec was locked out of his Twitter account for a brief time, not even for sharing the Hunter Biden story, but sharing a meme about the Hunter Biden story. So this is the level to which we have reached. Dana Loesch of the NRA also locked out of her account because she shared a story she wrote about big tech in the New York Post. Okay, so she says, I wasn't even sure whether or not I believed how the laptop came to light, but the way that big tech is reacting to this story makes it look more credible, not less. And they force her to remove that tweet. So let's get this straight, okay? Proof, leaked information that proves the vice president of the United States and the current front runner, the current candidate for president in 18 days may be elected president. That man, leaked information comes out exposing him completely being corrupt, completely selling out his own country to foreign interests for the benefit of his family. That is revealed. Not only is that story censored without cause by big tech, memes about that story are being censored, and stories about the censorship are now being censored. So you can't expose the Democrats. You can't joke about the Democrats being exposed, and you can't complain when big tech censors the corruption. Okay? This is where we are now. This is where we have arrived because our supposed Republican leadership is so utterly pointless that they have done nothing to stop this oncoming avalanche while it was still a little snowball rolling down the hill. When we tried to warn them, when we told them this is the inevitable consequence of doing nothing to stop these totalitarian jerks. They did nothing. They did nothing to stop it, and now here we are, okay? Our republic is over. It has been taken over. It has been forcibly usurped. And this is just the beginning because we know how they cheat. We know the FBI has done nothing to deal with the evidence given to them by Project Veritas. They have done nothing, nothing to prevent the inevitable cheating that we're seeing, that we have seen, that we have evidence of, that we have video proof of. It continues unabated. So now, in 18 days, 22 hours, 15 minutes, and 30 seconds, it will be election day. They will cheat. They will claim that they are winning. And if you say anything's wrong with it, if you say Trump won, if you say they're cheating, if you say you don't like that you have to wait for results, prepare to be removed off the internet. So they're rolling it out, the complete total control grid. They're going to cheat to win. They're going to cover it up with big tech. They're going to install their puppet into the White House, and they're going to wield all of that power that for 4 years has been vested in the Republicans and which has sat idle while they do nothing. They're going to take that power and they're going to wield it like a sword to carve up and utterly eviscerate every surviving remnant of our republic. And they're going to hand the keys of the kingdom over to the New World Order, the UN, the World Health Organization. Come on in, China. Come on in, UN. Come on in, everybody from the third world. Free everything. It's all just on the backs of the American taxpayers, who, by the way, we've imprisoned in their own homes on the basis of a virus that we created in a lab in Wuhan, China, that we released the American military. So this is it. This is the end game, okay? This is the life or death struggle for freedom itself on Earth. And this is it. So we have a letter from the Oversight Committee. I can read that to you. I love how Columbia Bugle puts Senator Mike Lee in place. Mike Lee says, 4 years ago, BuzzFeed posted the Steele dossier filled with lies and misinformation, and Twitter and Facebook happily spread their fake news. Now these platforms are blocking transmission of a New York Post story critical of a Democrat. This hypocrisy is not sustainable. Yeah, too late. Too late, scumbag. Too late, idiot. It's here. You had the chance to stand up against it when the Steele dossier was coming out. You had the chance to come up against it when Alex Jones was being removed. He went to the Senate. He asked to see his accusers. He tried to make you aware of the danger that our country was in. You laughed at him. You mocked him. You said, I never heard of this guy. Columbia Bugle says to Senator Mike Lee, you've been doing the bidding of big tech for years. You're an apologist of their monopoly power, and you've done nothing but help them get access to more cheap foreign labor. That's exactly right. The Republicans are just as much of the pocket of big tech as the Democrats are, which is just insane. I mean, they're just cucks, right? They're cuckolds. They're getting the, it's a morning show. It's a morning show. All right. They're buying him breakfast. Let's just say that. All right. They're buying him breakfast after being cucked. That's what I'll say to that. So let's think about this, because I have another story here from the Daily Mail. U.S. Dictionary, Merriam-Webster redefines the term sexual preference as offensive after Amy Coney Barrett uses it and is criticized by Democrat senator who says sexuality is not a choice. So this has already happened before, right? There was some black girl that kept losing, or literally, she kept losing arguments about racism. And so she wrote a letter to Merriam-Webster saying, people keep using your dictionary to prove me wrong. You need to change your dictionary. And they said, yes, ma'am. You got it. They change it. They change the definition. It's a new definition because some dummy can't win arguments. Now it's happened again. Saying sexual preference, never considered offensive. I could show you countless examples of, like, The Advocate, a gay magazine, LGBTQ plus queer pedophile magazine. They will say sexual preference. Oh, until Amy Coney Barrett says it, and then suddenly it's offensive. And they're saying, how dare you use that term? Oh, what, the term you keep using? Which, that's enough, right? We know these lying scumbag media, like, who, of course they're going to be hypocrites. Like, that's fine. It's now the dictionary. This is now the dictionary. I mean, you want to talk about 1984. You have all these people, these liberals out there who are acting like Donald Trump is bringing us into 1984. Who 1984 wasn't supposed to be an instruction, but you are the memory hole. You are the parole. You are in the party of 1984. You are changing words in real time. You are sending true articles down the memory hole at the behest of the authoritarians in charge. You are putting us in this cage, and we will not be caged, okay? We will not be shackled. We will not be muzzled. We will not be censored. This cannot stand, okay? Senator Mike Lee, Senator Ted Cruz, I hope they all lose their offices. I hope it's 100% Democrat in the Congress and the Senate, because the Republicans deserve that. They deserve every vote they're going to lose because this information is not getting out there. They deserve every office they vacate because of their inaction, their inability to move beyond the oh so enticing riches that big tech can offer them. Oh, just give us the bill, right? Just give us a million more Indians that we can pay half as much as Americans. Let us replace all the American workers. They'll train their foreign replacements. You'll get a little cut of the cash. And then 4 years from now, we'll remove you from office and destroy the republic, you idiots.
2020electioncenter.com. Just type it in one time. You've got it saved right there in your browser. And then you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms. Most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to band.video. But 2020electioncenter.com is a clone of the site, the exact same links, the exact same videos where you can comment, you can share them, everything. The system is censoring because the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago. Trump has finally figured this out since he's going to take action once reelected against big tech, and then he's monitoring the situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he has to take an action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and checking out the new redesigned Infowars.com and sharing that link. Oh, that really upsets him. Oh, yeah.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Please don't forget, there is 7 days left now in the InfoWars Total Blowout, up to 60% off free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com, because everything's selling out. Highest quality fish oil, highest quality krill oil, so amazing. Look at what it does for your energy, your mind, your body, your health, your cardiovascular, all of it's just crazy. When I forget to take it, I really feel it. We've got BrainForce Plus, last run of that. You know it's a bestseller because we're about to come out with a new version, but it's the last run of that. 50% off free shipping. Supermel Vitality, incredible high quality. 50% off free shipping. Winter Sun, highest quality vitamin D3 and vitamin K. So good for your immune system. That's selling out, still discounted. Body, selling out, still discounted. Vitamineral Fusion, selling out, still discounted. Prostaguard with the high-quality zinc and salt palmetto, selling out, still discounted. 8-pack power stack, last chance to get it. It'll be sold out within 2 days. 60% off free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com. And fund the second American Revolution worldwide. You are the resistance, the resistance, the resistance. The Bible talks about there being 10 kings of the earth that sit above the nation states and who give their power unto the one world leader, the Antichrist, and that he has a beast system that no one can buy nor sell unless he has that mark in the forehead or in the palm of their hand. And we look back on all the warnings we're given and all just the common sense that even if we believe in God or prophecy, giving governments and corporations the power to control who can buy and who can sell and to track everything we do is not just a recipe, it's a blueprint for total enslavement. And now you look at Bill Gates, you look at Bloomberg and others who openly say, we're technocrats, we should decide how much salt you get, how much alcohol you get, how much red meat you get. We're technocrats, we know best. And we're now going to set up the economy with a social score to totally control you. You snap your fingers, we're here. They're just rolling it out. And a lot of people are complying with it. It's insane.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Thank you.
Okay, folks, I need to probably calm down a little bit. Probably stop calling for the death of my political enemies. That's probably a good, place to start. Going a little bit crazy. I'm going just a touch crazy. Let me do my due diligence here very quickly. And first of all, thank the info warriors out there for keeping the lights on for us. Thank you for giving us this platform. We would be gone without you, right? We've seen the way censorship works. Now it's rolling out and people are becoming aware of it. We here at InfoWars have been the subject of censorship and have had to sit there and watch our many accounts be nuked one after the other over a series of weeks. I've personally seen my accounts deleted time and time again, not because of what I say, but because I work here at InfoWars. So without you, I would have no platform. David and I would have no platform. Owen Schroyer and Alex Jones would have no platform. We'd have no way of communicating with you. We'd have no way of trying to get this warning out and trying to spread the news about the danger that we face. So all of this that you see is because of you out there. So we just want to humbly thank you for that and recognize that we're here to try to do our best for you, try to spread this word to protect your rights as well as ours. And I think you recognize that. And that's why you go to InfoWarsStore.com and spend your hard earned money with us. We really do appreciate it. And we hope that we are making the most out of, the gift that you've given us. And we hope that you receive in turn a gift of your own. This is the 360 win. It's the win-win situation. We're not begging you for money and giving you nothing in return. We're selling you products that you need and can use and are great for you and at a great price, and you fund the InfoWar. So folks, there's only 4 days left in the InfoWars blowout sale. It's up to 60% off plus triple Patriot points that you can spend on other products farther down the line. BrainForce Plus is the final run ever. That iconic supplement, that iconic product, really defined by InfoWars along with Super Male Vitality. But BrainForce Plus, it's the final run ever. So if you have not gotten BrainForce Plus, you can get part of the final run ever at 50% off because of the InfoWars blowout sale. The banner there says it ends in 5 days. I think it may end in 4 days. So don't take the risk. Don't wait for those days to expire. Go take advantage of that right now because it really is an incredible sale. 50% off Super Male Vitality, 60% off ExtendaWise. That is a final run product as well. Free shipping on everything. Knockout, 50% off. TurboForce, 50% off. All t-shirts are available for $17.76 plus free shipping. And there's the new Nascent Iodine Surface Spray. That's an introductory 50% off plus free shipping. Many more great deals to be found at InfoWarsStore.com. This is the life or death battle for the Republic. This is the last gasp of free speech if we allow our country to continue down the road we have been set. So please do your part. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and we'll do our part in trying to expose this madness once again. And madness it truly is. I mean, it is a curse, right? Knowledge is a curse in many ways. I'm not trying to sound like a freaking Rick and Morty fan here. Like, it's so hard being this smart, but being informed, like they say, ignorance is bliss. It must be. I don't know. I don't have that privilege. There are times where you go on vacation and you stay away from all this stuff and it can be rather blissful, can't it? To not be in this quagmire, to not be in this mess, but sort of having this awareness, knowing the truth about what's going on, it's like every act of stupidity that you see, every idiotic statement that you see made is like a knife in your brain because you're just like, how am I the only one that sees this? Here's what I'm talking about. The New York University Journalism School has named their top work of journalism for the decade. Any guesses as to what the top journalistic endeavor of the entire decade is? Are you ready for this? The 1619 Project. The 1619 Project, the compendium of lies, the compendium of racial aggravation, lies, disinformation, and racism, known as the 1619 Project, has been named a top work of journalism for the decades. For the entire decade, Hannah Jones accepts on behalf of the 40 million descendants of American slavery and says the project, quote, aimed to take a story that's been treated as an asterisk in the American story and force it into the center. Oh, thank God. Oh, thank God you were there, you frickin' hero, to insert slavery back into the mainstream. You utter genius. You absolute journalistic hero. You freaking scumbag. Why? You know, there were many, many, many times more slaves who were taken east rather than west from Africa. You understand that, right? There are, as they say, 40 million descendants of American slavery. How many descendants of Arabian slavery are there? Oh, what's that? Zero? Oh, they castrated their slaves. Oh, isn't that interesting? Oh, very interesting indeed. I mean, it's just the complete absurdity. But that's just the beginning, right? Okay, so this is the headline I'm looking at on my tweet. I'm looking at the 1619 Project being named Journalistic Endeavor of the Decade here on New York University Journalism. But what's happening here on the side? Here's what's trending. Hashtag Hunter Biden. And then they've got a little blurb here underneath where they say, Joe Biden did not push out a Ukrainian prosecutor. No, that didn't happen. That didn't happen. Sure, he himself brags about it. Yes, it's literally a matter of record for which Joe Biden himself has provided the proof. Oh, but Twitter's letting you know it didn't happen. So that's one thing on the side. And okay, it's we also see here on the side how a U.S. task force killed an Antifa activist. Oh, really? So you're not going to talk about the people that Antifa kills, but you're going to blame an American task force on killing an Antifa activist. And then there's another one that was up here just a few minutes ago that was hashtag Eric Trump Ukrainian collusion or something. And it's just like it must be bliss. Ignorance must be bliss to be able to sit here and think that Antifa is the good guys and thinks that the intelligence agencies are out for our own good, and sit there and think that the 1619 Project is a work of fact, and to sit there and think that Hunter Biden is innocent and Joe Biden is innocent. They're both just good Americans that are just out there working their hardest for you and not screwing you over at all. And to sit here and think that Trump and his family are the evil people who are taking advantage of it. It just must be great. I really do envy you. I really do envy the idiots. I really do envy the morons, because it must be great to sit there and think that you're right about everything while having none of the facts, having none of the... Oh, there you go. Joe Biden is turning a milkshake upside down. Better vote for him. Better vote for him. Better give him $1 billion of your tax money to wield for himself to give to his son. I mean... It's just, I haven't even gotten to these other stories, folks. It's come right back, please.
Hello, my name is Dr. Fauci, and I've been at the NIH and CDC for 45 years, and I've overseen, well, you know, the AIDS pandemic and so many other things, and I take my orders from Bill Gates, Dr. Bill Gates. I mean, he's not a doctor, but he controls everything you do. And he now says you're going to take the shots. And of course, in England, they are now saying what I told you. You will not be allowed to travel. Leave your home until you take all the shots. Dr. Gates, I mean Bill Gates, your owner, your master, says you will have to take 4 to 5 COVID shots a year for adult, 2 for baby. Baby may be much more manageable. Just like Bill Gates give you polio and vaccine. I'm Dr. Fauci, reminding you that we owe you.
InfoWars is a archetypal classic example of free, independent, organic resistance against tyranny. You built InfoWars. You spread the word. You prayed for us. You bought the products. You called in. You made recommendations. InfoWars is as much yours
as it is mine. And that's why the enemy is so upset that under the deplatforming, under all the DNC lawsuits, under all the attack, in many ways, we become stronger. With Band.video, the redesigned InfoWars, with all of our great crew, with documentary films and 10 hours of live radio and TV a day, we are the resistance. You are the resistance. So remember, this arsenal of freedom is waiting for you to continue to spread the word about it and to continue for you to support, because this is something we built together. It's not just a national treasure. It's a treasure worldwide against the tyrants, and they know it, and they can't stand it. And as everything we talked about comes true, our credibility only goes up together. So I salute you all. You notice that over and over again, the United Nations, our supposed controllers and bosses, the great arbiter of truth that no one's allowed to disagree with, has come out and said, nothing can treat or prevent COVID-19. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's a total lie. You get a lot of sunlight, it's on record, to produce a ton of vitamin D3, and it's almost impossible to get viral infections when you're getting plenty of vitamin D3 if you have zinc and vitamin C as well. That's why people get the flus and these colds in the winter, because that's when vitamin D levels plunge. Now, I've pointed this out, and the media has called me a scammer for saying that there's hope and that people should have their vitamins and their minerals. Well, now Fauci's been forced to come out and admit that you need vitamin D3 and C. He should have also added zinc, because the NIH website says you die without zinc. But it's good news that he's being pressured now to admit the reality, because so many doctors and nurses and experts in nutrition have been exposing the fact that he's not been warning the public to get their vitamins.
The future isn't coming, it's here. And in the future, keeping your humanity, saving your soul, your integrity, your very essence is going to be your most valuable asset. In fact, it's going to be your only asset. The world being built by the technocrats and the trap they've now sprung with COVID-19 and the endless lockdown is the beginning of the process of taking us past domestication into total and complete dehumanization. Human life will be impossible to be carried out in an original biological way by the year 2050. This is their stated goal. I'm sorry to have to report horrifying things like this to you, but only by facing the horror and not projecting your own decency onto the enemy can we turn this around. You must study their own writings, you must face the facts, and you must come to grips with it. You're all being incrementally destroyed.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Reverse engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is The David Knight Show.
Folks, this story just gets crazier and crazier, and I will be going out to your phone calls, so thank you so much for staying on the line. Richard in Texas will be next, and then, actually Scott in Ohio has been holding on for longer, so we'll go to y'all, in this segment, but I gotta read you this story because it does just get crazier and crazier, folks. Here's the headline from National File. Of course, you can find the story at Infowars.com. Shock. Man who had Hunter Biden's laptop suggests there's more. Hints at FBI cover-up. Fears assassination. This story is truly incredible. The man's name is John Paul Mac Isaac, the owner of the Mac computer repair store in Delaware, who came into possession of an abandoned laptop previously owned by Hunter, spoke to the media for nearly an hour and suggested there is far more content than what the Post published, including illegal content, and said he fears for his life because of the content on the hard drive. Isaac also hinted that the FBI is covering up the contents on the laptop is a political favor to the Biden family, and claimed the FBI warned him not to go public with the information in his possession. Again, folks, this story truly ties it all in together. The big tech censorship, the collusion with the Democrats, the deep state cover up and control. I mean, it's all here. At one point in the interview, Isaac explained during his career as a computer repair professional, he once encountered child pornography while repairing a man's computer, and he immediately called the police. He compared that to this incident and said while he did not see any of that material on Hunter's
computer, he saw illegal materials and discussion of illegal activities that made him believe that his life would be in danger. He went on to suggest that there's much more than what has currently been published and what may have been a vague hint that he has a dead man switch in the event something happened to him. This man is a hero, and this man is a genius, and thank God this man is well informed, and you'll see as the story continues. When asked whether he spoke first to the FBI or Giuliani about the computer and its contents, he told reporters that he first gave the information to the FBI because he, quote, trusted them. Well, there's your first mistake. There's your first mistake, my friend. And he said it was the first time he ever received a subpoena. Isaac also confirms he's not spoken to the FBI in the last month. He said, quote, do you guys do this to everyday people all the time? I don't know if I should talk anymore. So the media is hounding this guy, and basically he's exasperated because so he gets proof of, he gets proof of collusion. He gets proof of corruption. He gets proof of something that every decent American should be very concerned with, most especially the mainstream, the media, the news, the people that are there to hold our public servants to account. That's their entire purpose. That's why they're given special leeway. That's why they're given special access. They are supposed to be the fourth branch of government, unelected, yes, but they are ostensibly there, like InfoWars is, to try to bring the truth to the people and hold the, you know, shine light on the shadowy cabals and hold these, you know, holier-than-thou elites to account by exposing their secrets and their misdeeds. That's what they're supposed to be there for. So this guy, a decent American himself, an upstanding patriot himself, gives this to the media, expecting them to be thankful for this bombshell information. But they aren't thankful. They harass him. They antagonize him. They blame him. They question him. And he's like, is this what you people do? He went on to say, I'm worried about saying the wrong things and getting in more trouble than I already am. This man's a hero. This man is the Woodward and Bernstein. I mean, this man is the exposer of corruption. And he's saying, I'm scared about getting in more trouble. This is awful. I mean, this is the death of our republic. This is a travesty of justice. It's horrifying. He said, I'm worried about getting in more trouble than I already am. I'm worried about my safety and salvaging what I can about to my business. That business will be burned down, by the way. This business in Delaware will have an Antifa mob burning it down within a week, if their past behavior is anything to go by. When pressed on what type of trouble he would create, he again brought up the frustration with the mainstream media, saying there's like a million press people who have been beating the hell out of me today. I'm sort of turning on liberty. I've always been a libertarian. Maybe these people don't deserve liberty. Maybe liberty is too much responsibility for these people to handle. There are crowds of people dancing in the street outside the Supreme Court right now, protesting the nomination of Amy Coney Barrett. Maybe they don't deserve freedom. Maybe freedom's overrated. I don't know. I can handle freedom. You give me freedom, I wield it like a sword. You give me freedom, I appreciate it. I respect it. I understand that freedom is not licensed to do whatever I want. It's a responsibility for me, myself, to be informed and responsible. That's what liberty is. That's how people worthy of liberty handle liberty. Criminals, they don't get liberty. You put them in jail, right? Maybe the press needs to not have liberty anymore. I don't know. I got to be real with you people. I'm not going to sit here and pretend to be something I'm not. I am a libertarian. I believe liberty is like my highest value, but our society clearly is not producing people capable of handling liberty. They can't handle it. These people in the press that are given on a silver platter, on a golden plate, a story of corruption, a story that exposes the vice president of the United States and his family being utterly corrupt, and yet they harass and demean and berate the man who brought them this information, they should all be in jail. Yeah, that's just me. Maybe we can have camps for them. At one point, Isaac claimed the FBI agents he spoke to suggested he should not discuss the content of Hunter's laptop publicly. Get this. This is your FBI. This is your government. Listen to what they tell this man. Quote, they told me that nothing ever happens to people who don't talk. The FBI said that. He said the FBI, and that made me scared because that's not something I would expect the highest branch of. That's what Isaac said before apparently realizing the magnitude of his statement. Don't, he said, quote, don't. It was more along the lines of, in our experiences, when stuff like this happens, nothing ever bad happens to the people who keep quiet. This is the cabal. This is the mafia that runs our country. They use mafia tactics. They use mafia slang. They use mafia extortion and intimidation to say, that's some very nice information you have there. You know, nothing ever happens to people who keep their mouth shut. That's the FBI. We'll take care of it. Try not to tell anybody about this. It's in our hands now. You can trust us. We're the FBI. Isaac repeatedly states that he went to the FBI because he thought it was the right thing to do, considered the magnitude of the material in his possession. He said, I thought I was following the chain of command, he insisted, when asked why he did not simply throw the laptop away, which that's what the media is asking him. He's like, here's this information exposing corruption, and they're like, why didn't you throw this away? How dare you bring this to us? That's what they ask him. They ask him, why did you not just throw this away? Just incredible. Just incredible. But he said, why did you not simply throw the laptop away? He said, it didn't seem like the right thing to do. They're like, why didn't you just cover up for the corruption? Why didn't you just do your part as a good little subject, as a good little slave, and cover up for your master, protect your master, Joe Biden? This guy's in Delaware, by the way. This guy knows more about the Biden family than you or I do. I bet that's the truth. When asked whether a third copy of the materials exists other than the copy in possession of the FBI and the copy in possession of Giuliani and at least partially by the Post, Isaac said he created a third copy and gave it to a trusted friend as a safety precaution, quote, for fear that if something bad happened to me, I gave the drive to somebody who would hopefully leverage it. He went on to state that the third copy no longer exists. I hope it does exist, and I hope this guy has protection around him. And this is the world that we live in now. This is the world that we live in, that a man can be given proof of this corruption, and he himself is asked by the media why he didn't throw it away. He's threatened by the FBI to keep his mouth shut. He has to live in fear of being assassinated. And this story goes on and brings up a couple familiar names that you'll want to hear about. And then today, the New York Post posted more information, more emails. We'll get to all of that and your calls in the next segment. I'm sorry I didn't get to them this time.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
There are almost no free independent media infrastructures in the United States, much less in the entire world. InfoWars is standalone with our own radio and TV satellite uplinks and hundreds of stations picking us up. Almost no one else has that, especially anybody covering real issues of global populism, the right to self-defense, and exposing the anti-human globalist death agenda. That's why when we go out and shoot videos, they're at band.video. They're not allowed to be on Twitter, on YouTube, on Facebook. That's why it's so precious, because as censorship expands to everyone, which it is now, with AI monitoring, controlling what you can say and do, it's going to be the OACs, like band.video, and the now redesigned InfoWars.com that become more and more important, which they are. And the enemy is suing us, attacking us, hacking us, lying about us, sabotaging us, infiltrating us, trying to shut us down right now, because they're coming after everyone. So spread the word now.
2020electioncenter.com. Just type it in one time. You've got it saved right there in your browser. And then you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms. And most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to ban.video. But 2020electioncenter.com is a clone of the site, the exact same links, the exact same videos where you can comment, you can share them, everything. The system is censoring because the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago. Trump has finally figured this out since he's going to take action once reelected against big tech. And then he's monitoring the situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he hasn't taken action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and checking out the new redesigned Infowars.com and sharing that. Oh, that really upsets him. Oh, yeah.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, folks, let's get right back into it. I'll finish up this article and go straight to your phone calls. It's Harrison Smith sitting in today for David Knight, Infowars.com. InfowarsStore.com is where you go to support us. I got a couple tweets in between during that commercial saying people are having trouble accessing the site, but I was able to access it without a problem. So if you've been having problems this morning, try now going to InfoWarsStore.com, because you've only got 4 more days to take advantage of the InfoWars blowout sale, up to 60% off, including the final run of BrainForce Plus. You got to make that purchase now. Buy 5 of them, give them out to your friends, put them in a safe, and sell them on eBay in 50 years. They'll be $1,000 a piece, I guarantee it. Iconic product there. Okay, so this story, InfoWars.com from National File. Shock, man who had Hunter Biden's laptop suggests there may be more, hints at FBI cover-up. Yes, the FBI told him, you know, nothing ever happens to people who keep their mouths shut. Don't worry, let us take care of it. Luckily, this man knows better than that, and he's had examples in the past that he points to, and I'll get to them here in just a moment. As the interview went on and Isaac was finally asked for his feelings about Giuliani giving the story to the Post, Isaac said he had no emotions and that it was preferable to an assassination, making references to the deaths of Seth Rich, a DNC employee who some believe had a role in a leak or hack of the DNC email servers, and Jeffrey Epstein, the billionaire pedophile hedge fund manager who partied with British royals, the Clinton family, and Bill Gates, among others. He said, quote, I have no opinion on the matter. I mean, I prefer this outcome as opposed to get shot jogging in the morning, said Isaac, earning the scorn of a reporter who insisted the conspiracy that Seth Rich's murder had anything to do with leaked or hacked emails was debunked. This guy's like, yeah, I don't want to get shot like Seth Rich did. And the reporter's like, well, that's been debunked. That's been debunked. It's debunked. Yeah, just like the story about Hunter Biden was debunked. You absolute worms. You absolute cannon fodder. I was just giving you an example, said Isaac. Epstein didn't really kill himself, and this guy, Seth Rich, got shot jogging. This is the effect of InfoWars, by the way. By the by. You know, we've been talking about Jeffrey Epstein for so long. We were, you know, one of these main outlets talking about Seth Rich and exposing him. So here this guy, maybe if he'd never heard about all of this, if InfoWars hadn't been there to pave the way for the alternative media to make so much of the Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself and
Seth Rich story, then maybe he would have just thought the FBI are the good guys. There's no danger in this. Maybe he would have been assassinated. Maybe he would have been killed. Maybe this information would have been buried. Maybe the FBI would have succeeded in their cover up. But because we got this information out there, because we made this man, this Isaac from Delaware, this computer repair man, because he was aware enough to understand the danger that he was in and the value of what he held in that hard drive, he was able to take appropriate measures, take appropriate steps, provide a dead man switch, make copies of the information, and not trust the FBI for a second. And now he's alive and well. His business will probably be burned down. He may face assassination. He may be robbed in the middle of the street. And then that same reporter will be saying, oh, that Isaac guy who got murdered, outside of his home after releasing the Hunter Biden story, that's been debunked. That's been debunked. The Hunter Biden thing was debunked. The murder was debunked. Seth Rich was debunked. Russiagate was debunked. It's all been debunked because it doesn't go along with their narrative. It's absolutely outrageous. And we need firing squads. Now, I'll go out to the phone calls. Let's go first to Scott in Ohio. Thank you so much for holding while I'm just ranting like a raving lunatic up here. I appreciate you staying on the line, Scott. Thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
It's cool, man. I originally had called to fillet you regarding a topic that you first were talking about, but hearing you rant like a madman for an hour, you've got me just kind of going in every other direction now.
Okay. I don't know if that's a good thing, but great.
It's a good thing, trust me.
Okay.
Originally, I was calling because you were saying things along the lines of, like, when are our public officials going to act? And when...
Oh, wait, you dropped out there, Scott. Are you sorry?
Yeah, you were saying earlier about how you were, you were kind of going on a tangent about, like, when are our public officials going to act and when are they going to, take down Big Tech or take on Big Tech or whatever. And I originally had called to tell you, these are the same people that were perfectly okay with the premise that two planes can bring down three buildings.
Yep.
And, at a certain point, you draw your own logical conclusion here, but I think you know where I'm going with this. Like, at a certain point, freedom is not given. At a certain
it's
point,
taken.
We're going to have to. Absolutely. And the more this kind of rolls out, my wife will get a hold of me and be like, did you see this? Did you see that? Nothing surprises me anymore. Literally, yeah. Nothing surprises me. So, and then you got onto this thing about how, man, it must be nice to just be a moron and not, my God, dude, my world got turned upside down the other day. The wealthiest member of my family, I've had her on a pedestal virtually my whole entire life. It's like the pinnacle of what success is. She's a California libtard. And when she makes a presence here in the middle of nowhere, Ohio, my whole family goes over there to, borrow money or whatever. But I just wanted to talk to her, just see if, I've never met a real California libtard before. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And she's legit, gone, man. Like, she was defending pooping in the streets.
Wow.
She was telling me that I live in the Walmart of America, whatever that means, and that they're so much more sophisticated and intelligent, blah, 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 out in her neck of the woods, which is Monterey, yep. California. But
the disdain that they have for regular people, the holier than thou, they've been given this artificial power, this artificial strength that they utterly believe in because it lends power to them. I think about it all the time. I can't remember where we were. I think we're at the Women's March in DC and Owen is sitting there interviewing somebody and some woman from New York and she goes, he asked her some question. I wish I could remember the context, but essentially her quote was, she goes, oh honey, I live in New York. I live in New York, honey. I know more than you. I'm way more advanced than you. And so Owen and I for the rest of the trip just kept saying, honey, I live in a dumpster. Okay. Me and all the bugs, we all live in a dumpster. So I think we know a little bit more than you. And that's kind of how it is. It's like New York City, it's a freaking dumpster. Los
exactly.
Angeles, San Francisco, they're outdoor toilets. They're hell holes. They're awful and they're filled with bugs. These people are bugs. And so it's just so funny to us, this like just a bug being like, oh please, I live in a dumpster. You wouldn't understand. You don't live in the dumpster. You wouldn't understand how advanced the dumpster is. And that's the feeling I get from these scumbags. But sorry, you were telling your story.
Oh no, I completely agree. My wife just wanted to give my grandmother some bodies. She's got arthritis in her knees. She's 85 years old. And my aunt, the California libguard, she was going to have to research that because she doesn't want us, you know, Trump supporters poisoning my own grandmother. I mean, it's just, I'm not making this up either. This was somebody that I held on a pedestal as, my wife had never met her before because she rarely makes an appearance in the Walmart of America. And, yeah, man. So, but again, Bodies, great. Love you guys for that. So.
Bodies is another one of these products. But this California woman that you're talking about, it's, you know, this is the inconsistency, right? Because I'll have conversations with libtard idiots and they're talking about, you know, because I know a bunch of this stuff. And I'm talking about, all natural, organic, blah, blah. I'm like, my company, we sell, it's all natural. It's all organic. You know, the power of turmeric. We really are against big tech. We're against, against big pharma, rather. You know, that's all just poison, blah, blah. These people are like, I totally agree, blah, blah. And then I'm like, it's called InfoWars. And they're like, what? What do you mean? It's like, we get it. So this California lady, I'm sure, we'll look it up and see Bodies. And if she's actually honest, she'll see that what we get, our stuff, is the highest caliber. It is the best stuff that you can get. But if she's brainwashed enough, she'll probably insist that you buy some lower quality thing. It's got the right label. It's from Whole Foods or it's from, you know, some other big liberal company. And that's okay. So that's good. And then if you actually look at it, the ingredients aren't as good. They aren't as strong. They aren't as natural. They aren't as well refined. The color, you can just see from looking at it, their product is dull and gray. Ours is that vibrant orange because of the turmeric and the superfluence, the abundance of the curcuminoids. It really is great. So, maybe that's the way you turn her. You know, maybe start her with that. If she's a health food freak, if she's into supplements and that sort of stuff, maybe that's how you break through and you go, hey, look at their stuff and tell me if it's good. And if she's an honest person, she'll have to say that it's good. Really great call. Thanks so much for holding on, Scott. Scott from the Walmart of America, AKA Ohio. What disdain. What, you know, holier than thou, just condescension that comes from these people that live in literal dumpsters like bugs on the coast. Oh, I pay $4,000 a month and I get a bed in a room with 12 other people. It's amazing. Oh my God. I live in New York. It's amazing. Oh my God. I just almost died and got beaten up in the subway and have to step over human feces and there are rats the size of chihuahuas that routinely break into my house, but it's amazing. Oh my God. You wouldn't understand out there in Texas with your sunshine, your freedom and your guns. Screw y'all.
It was in the Telecommunications Act of 1996 that all new cell phones would track your GPS location. I read from the federal law and listeners couldn't believe me because that was un-American. Now the media admits that almost every app and every company that are on Apple and on Droids don't just track your location, but your surfing history, where you go, who you talk to, your relationships, and they all share the data with each other of what you're doing on the apps as well, including having apps turn on and listen to what you're saying, just like Siri or Alexa do, and then putting databases, transcripts of everything you say into those systems to be saved forever. Your phone is spying on you, and companies are generating secret surveillance scores based on information. This is the global Chinese Communist Social Credit Score. Get your protection privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com and cut Big Brother off dead in his filthy tracks. InfoWarsStore.com. Please don't forget, there is 7 days left now in the InfoWars Total Blowout, up to 60% off free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com, because everything's selling out. Highest quality fish oil, highest quality krill oil, so amazing. Look at what it does for your energy, your mind, your body, your health, your cardiovascular, all of it's just crazy. When I forget to take it, I really feel it. We've got BrainForce Plus, last run of that. You know it's a bestseller because we're about to come out with a new version, but it's the last run of that. 50% off free shipping. Super Male Vitality, incredible eye quality. 50% off free shipping. Winter Sun, highest quality vitamin D3 and vitamin K, so good for your immune system. That's selling out, still discounted. Body selling out, still discounted. Vitamineral Fusion, selling out, still discounted. Prostaguard with the high quality zinc and salt palmetto, selling out, still discounted. 8-pack power stack, last chance to get it. It'll be sold out within 2 days. 60% off free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com. And fund the second American revolution worldwide. You are the resistance, the resistance, the resistance.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Last month, the popular internationally syndicated program, The Dr. Phil Show, delved into something that until recently hasn't even been on the pop culture radar, but is now one of the top trending issues in culture. The subject of adrenochrome. 21 years ago, when I was investigating the secretive Bohemian Grove elite cult in Northern California,
midsummer sets us free.
I became aware of adrenochrome. In my research, I noted that Hunter S. Thompson had written about it in his book, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. 2 years ago, InfoWars investigative journalist Greg Reese did a 5-minute detailed analysis of adrenochrome.
Adrenochrome.
Adrenochrome?
Anyone who's even done a cursory review of history knows that human sacrifice and the eating of organs to have a physical effect or get high happened in every ancient culture, in Africa, in Asia, in what is the Middle East today, Europe, Mesoamerica. Every culture during different periods degenerated and established priest class that would actually carry out the orderly human sacrifice of, quote, virgins and children. The population's awakening to the grisly fact of adrenochrome is a red flag to the establishment that all of their satanic and dark occult practices are now being exposed. Mainstream media, the Democratic Party, make fun of anyone exposing giant child kidnapping rings that have been exposed. When the Associated Press came out 2 years ago and revealed thousands of Haitian children kidnapped by the UN, sex trafficked, and many of them murdered, the left again covered the story up and made jokes. Humanity is awakening to the secret priesthood that sees us as animals, as lower than animals in many cases, who see us as a commodity to be bought, sold, and traded. I want to believe that Dr. Phil is a good man. On the subject of adrenochrome and ritual Satanism and Black Sabbaths that are part of the historical record, I would be more than happy to come on Dr. Phil's show anytime he'd like, and or to give him information, other guests that can give him the facts and the reality. Because this subject isn't going away. It's just getting bigger as humanity awakens. Here is part of the Dr. Phil segment and then Greg Reese's original from 2 years ago.
My investigation has revealed that this is all linked to a ritual. I believe somebody in an occult was drugging my daughter Jessie for a year before she went missing. I believe that she was killed June 20th, 2016 because it was a full moon and the summer solstice at the same time. And then the next day was Lilith. Lilith is a holiday that the occult does celebrate and it requires a human sacrifice. I had a person say to me that if I looked around at the environment and looked at the seasons, I would see a pattern. And as I looked and did more research, realized that it was very specific and that people went missing on very specific days throughout the whole year.
My mom thinks everything's connected to other missing persons cases. Like it's a big web. A lot of the times she'll say things like, I know I sound crazy, but it just started getting too out of control.
I believe that Jessie was tortured for the drug adrenochrome. Adrenochrome is a chemical that our body produces when we are extremely fearful or have a lot of distress. It gives you strength, it gives you vitality. And the people that killed Jessie are harvesting that from other people. And when you drink it, it gives you euphoria and power. My gang member told me later that he had a video of her death. He told me that Jessie had been killed, that her body had been put into a barrel and set on fire. The police do have a part of that video. I believe that the police are protecting her killer.
Adrenochrome.
Adrenochrome?
Adrenochrome first hit pop culture in 1971 when gonzo journalist Hunter S. Thompson wrote about it in his book, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. He wrote that his lawyer, Oscar Acosta, was defending a Satanist who was charged with molesting a child. The Satanist client paid his lawyer with adrenochrome.
Terrifying stuff. You can find that video at band.video and infowars.com. Back with your calls in the third hour of the David Knight Show. When we get back, don't go anywhere, folks.
Are you sick and tired of your calm, peaceful life? Are you sleeping too well at night? Is your city too safe? Well, not anymore. Introducing Democrats. Politicians so incompetent, they'll fill your neighborhood with riots, looting, rampant violence, and even homelessness. The secret is a special blend of corruption and good old-fashioned stupidity. No more pesky law and order. When Democrats are in charge, nobody's safe. Simply vote for Democrats, sit back, and watch your neighborhood burn to the ground. But wait, vote for Democrats now, and they'll include rolling blackouts, election fraud, cancel culture, taxes, and more taxes. Democrats, bringing chaos right to your front door.
Truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Harrison Smith sitting in for David Knight on this, the Ides of October, October 15th, year 2020. Thanks so much for being here with us. As David Knight has said before, liberty is not what's written on a piece of paper. It's what you're willing to fight for. And our Republican representatives have shown that they're willing to fight for very little if it's not financially beneficial to themselves. Here's some other news before I go directly out to your phone calls. Donald Trump Jr. on Twitter. So now at Twitter and at Jack are blocking access to a government website. So they have a warning. This link may be unsafe. Warning, right? They stop you and it looks like a go no farther sign. You have to locate the little down in the corner. It says continue, but normally it says go back. It is a big button says go back to the previous page. A warning, unsafe, unsafe. It's the type of warning that you get before going to a website loaded with viruses, something you need to avoid if you're a responsible internet user. But this is a link to a .gov website. This is a link to RepublicansJudiciaryHouse.gov press release. Smoking gun email reveals how Hunter Biden introduced. So they are now censoring the American government on Twitter. Shut it down. Shut it down. I love U.S. tech workers Twitter says, GOP, how dare big tech engage in censorship of our viewpoints? They've become too powerful and can't be trusted. Also GOP. Big tech is telling us there's a shortage of high-skilled workers. We need to increase the cap on foreign work visas. And then they link a headline saying, Republicans propose H-1B visa expansion as Trump considers slashing the program. So, yeah, they're in the pocket of big tech as well, just desperate to bring in millions and millions of more workers to replace the American workers. Here I'll read very quickly this letter from the Congress of the United States House of Representatives Committee on Oversight and Reform. They say, dear Chairman Maloney of Twitter, I suppose that's who this is written to, or of Facebook, Ranking Member James Comer and the Oversight Republicans have called on Oversight Dems to hold an emergency meeting. So, of course, the Democrats have the majority in Congress, so they must be the ones to launch the emergency hearing. They say, we respectfully request an emergency hearing on Big Tech's repeated efforts to interfere in the 2020 election. Repeated efforts. No, they are interfering. This is happening. It's like, my God, that the pansy, you know, pussyfooting around that the Republicans are engaged in. It's just like, you know, they're trying to maybe censor things, and we are respectfully asking that you hold a hearing to address these concerns. It's like, take a page out of the liberal book, take a page out of the Democrat book, take a page out of the history books, and realize that the role of government is a monopoly on power, a monopoly on physical force, and just undo these organizations. They say, more recently, Facebook and Twitter censored a negative news article about Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden. According to the New York Post, et cetera, et cetera,
Joe Biden, et cetera, et cetera. Shortly after the story was posted on Facebook, the company decided to reduce its distribution in an apparent attempt to limit access to the story. Just as concerning, Facebook repeatedly refused to answer basic questions about its decision. Twitter also censored the article and warned it was potentially spammy or unsafe. Since the election is only 19 days and other big tech platforms continuously limit speech based on political ideology, we must immediately hold a hearing. It's like, yeah, immediately hold a hearing. 4 freaking years ago when you controlled the Congress, you useless spuds. All right, let's go out to Richard in Texas, who has maybe an answer to this. Richard in Texas, thank you for calling. Thank you so much for holding. I'm sorry you've had to listen to me rant continuously here for so long, but thank you for staying on the line and for your call. You are on the air, Richard. Is he here? Is Richard about? Richard from Texas? No. Going once, going twice. Moving on to Henry in Chicago. Henry in Chicago also thinks he has a solution to this. Is Henry on the line? Henry, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you for taking my phone call. I might be taking a little 4 points. First point is we can revoke the license of the FCC. It's on the books. We should start doing that and hold them accountable for, because how in the hell do you restrict the president and our government to give the information to us, the public? The Constitution says our government for the people, by the people. We should take our country back, number one. Number two, we should start educating the people that masks do not protect you against any virus whatsoever unless you work in a bioweapons lab level 4. So the community
Specific type of mask with all sorts of technological advancements that little paper cloth doesn't have.
Right, right. And we should take away their funding and the tax exempt 501c3 to the CDC, the NHS, and the health departments. Okay, number three, I wanted to have a t-shirt print. And in the United States of America, you're conditioned to comply. What that means is since you go to school and they train you to comply, they dumb you down. Mm-hmm. So we need to change that. And I think that we should start demanding that the president and our elected officials follow the Constitution. We should go in person. We should start treating them as sedition, some of the Democrats are doing.
Absolutely.
We need to take our country back. We need to educate the public. Stop thinking about Democrat, Republican. This country is in danger of becoming Communist China, Russia, whatever you want to call it. And the third point that I wanted to make, my brother sent me, and I got deleted, an article where the Muslims 2,300 years ago, the Arabs, they used the mask for Sharia law to condition people to make them subservient. This is the game plan of this globalist. And lastly, I think that people that are savvy start implementing a new network instead of Twitter or YouTube, and go after Bill Gates, because Bill Gates owns vaccines, the electronics, and all of that. We need to just start using the FCC, or we revoke the license of the FCC. You're not going to follow the rules that you're supposed to give the airways to the people, or manage them so they do not become politicized. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. I'm completely on board with you.
And I figure if we start educating, I'm still here. If we start educating people about what the Constitution means and what steps to take and not be afraid of this lunatics, we should take our country back. And I remind people, a man who gives his freedom for his safety is no longer a free man or deserves liberty.
That's exactly right.
Franklin. I mean, people should start knowing that. I mean, I live in Chicago. I got Democrats. I've been targeted, at work because I complain about why is the public schools in Chicago do not allow pork ever since Obama became president.
Right.
Okay. And then there was another, I complained, there was a seminar unseating the white power. I was shocked. I complained I can't say it on the airways, but an agency that's supposed to be doing, the right thing, just like the FBI, they're corrupt. They say, oh, it's nothing we can do. Excuse me, you telling me that this is sort of racist? Oh, well, let's unsee the white power. I mean, that's something that was an agenda since before Obama started in Chicago. They got they took over the public schools, the health department, and they're promoting all this panic about the virus. It's not. Show me proof that the virus exists. Now the CDC cannot send you a sample because they have no samples, so it doesn't exist.
Right.
It's just the flu.
Right, and even the test, they admit, it just tests for a coronavirus, not necessarily the COVID-19, SARS-CoV-2. It's just a coronavirus, of which the common cold is a coronavirus. So it's like, okay, is this literally just the common cold? So many questions, man. What a great call, because you've really identified the true trouble that we're in, which is that from cradle to grave, I mean, from the education system to the FCC, communications, I mean, we're corrupt to the core, and it's really unsustainable. I mean, I guess that's the only word. It's unconscionable. It cannot be allowed to continue. And man, if we had 10,000 people like Henry in Chicago, maybe we wouldn't even be in this mess. It's really getting down to the final wire here. Thank you so much for the call, Henry in Chicago. We'll go to Mark and Johnny when we get back, and then Gerald Celente joins me at 10:30. And I got another story about Hunter Biden with China this time.
For more than 100 years, the Rockefeller Foundation has worked to establish world government, abolish nation states, dumb down the population by taking control of education, and most importantly, taking control of Western medicine. Now, they had a bad name by the 1920s. They started converting over and funding other organizations and groups like IBM to continue on with their eugenics operations. Fast forward to the 1980s, the baton is handed by IBM via his mother on the board of directors to Bill Gates III, his father, of course, being the head of Planned Parenthood. And now he's been able to position himself over almost every health department in the world, every national health system. Bill Gates is in control. They have spent 100+ years getting positioned to be able to control what happens to your body and what goes in your body. This is the holy grail of their operations, and now they're normalizing putting a new type of DNA in your body.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Now it's easier than ever to have band.video on your iPhone. Simply go to band.video with your Safari browser. Then you click the share button at the bottom of the screen. When the menu comes up, you simply click add to home screen. It will then ask you to name the app. I suggest band.video. You will now have band.video app on your home screen, despite the fact that Tim Cook tried to stop it. The globalists think you're lazy, but by taking a little bit of action, you can override them, have the app, and then tell others about it so they can get the app. So it's up to you whether you want to defy big tech and click the share buttons below on your email, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, however you want. Be sure and share band.video.
The future isn't coming, it's here. And in the future, keeping your humanity, saving your soul, your integrity, your very essence is going to be your most valuable asset. In fact, it's going to be your only asset. The world being built by the technocrats and the trap they've now sprung with COVID-19 and the endless lockdown is the beginning of the process of taking us past domestication into total and complete dehumanization. Human life will be impossible to be carried out in an original biological way by the year 2050. This is their stated goal.
I'm sorry to have to report horrifying things like this to you, but only by facing the horror and not projecting your own decency onto the enemy can we turn this around. You must study their own writings, you must face the facts, and you must come to grips with it. You're all being incrementally destroyed.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Let's go right out to your phone calls because we've got a lot to talk about still. Let's go to Mark in Arkansas. Wants to reopen Arkansas. Mark, thanks so much for calling in. Thank you for holding. You're on the air.
Thanks, Harrison. There's a website called Reopen Arkansas. It is being it was opened by Dan Sullivan and several other Arkansas representatives around here to reopen Arkansas and get us back to normal as far as back to February levels of freedom. And of course, yesterday it went to court, and yesterday Pulaski County Judge Griffin overruled it, what our lawsuit was. He said that Hutchison could do what he wants, but Hutchison has gone beyond his 120-day emergency act. And so what is happening now is they want Hutchison to back off his stance. He's not taking his foot off the neck of freedom of an Arkansans.
I'm having a little bit of trouble hearing you, Mark. I don't know if our connection's not very good, but I think I got the message. ReopenArkansas.com, was that the website?
No, .org. And it's
.org,
to go to
okay.
The Supreme Court. Yeah, because we're trying to get rid of the mandates, and it's kind of like Texas with what Governor Abbott's doing. And we're trying to get rid of the mandates and the mask and things of that nature. And Governor Hutchison has suspended the legislature in Arkansas. So what they're wanting to do is put pressure on mayors and things of that nature, put pressure on the Arkansans. And it's kind of funny, the last Department of Health person who is a recipient of the lawsuit, too, he's involved with Hutchison, Asa Hutchison. He is went to the CDC. Nate Smith was his name. So when he left as the Arkansas Department of Health director, he went to the CDC, and they replaced him with Dr. Romero. Anyway, he's with the University of Arkansas, and he's the infectious disease guy. And they're just going beyond their constitutional authority.
They're absolutely shattering the Constitution in their drive to just completely destroy any semblance of freedom left under this excuse. And I think you're doing it the right way because it needs to happen on a local level. So much of our attention is absorbed by what's happening on national politics when really it's on the local political level or the state level that so much of this totalitarianism is coming down. And that's where you need to stand up and fight for it. So good luck, Mark. I hope you succeed. It's reopenarkansas.org. So I do encourage our listeners to go to that, support that, especially if you're in Arkansas and are sick of the mandates. Please go to reopenarkansas.org. Thanks so much for that call, Mark. Let's go now to we have a liberal in New York. We have a bug from the dumpster. Is that what I'm seeing here? Thank you for calling, liberal. You're on the air.
Good morning, Harrison. Good morning. Okay, if I were to tell you that in the current administration, you had an individual, a son-in-law of the president that attended Bilderberg, that same son-in-law, along with the president's daughter, who is also a participant in the cabinet, wanted to integrate human health services with big tech, mainly Google, in order to get rid of your Second Amendment. If I were to tell you that the same president that's in office decided to give $1.6 billion to Gavi when he claimed that he took money away from the WHO. And who sits on the board of Gavi? It's the WHO. That same president gave $10 billion to Operation Warp Speed, $6 billion of which they aren't going to tell us with respect to what's taking place, which companies the monies have gone to, and which deep staters are involved in it. What would you say to me then? Would that president be a Republican or a Democrat? You would probably say that would be a leftist in power, correct?
No, if you're talking about Trump and Kushner, I think everybody on our side of the aisle despises Kushner and thinks so much of what Trump has done wrong has been the responsibility of Kushner. I think it's absolutely deplorable how much power he's been given and how much sway he wields in the Trump campaign. Is that what you're getting at? Because I'm totally on board with you. I think it's shameful how much power Kushner is able to wield and the way that Donald Trump seems to, you know, follow his directives sort of without question to the detriment of his own policies.
This is exactly what I'm getting at. I'm getting at the, what we have today is a duopoly where only the denizens of this particular country that I reside in are now fighting against each other when those that are in Washington are all on the same page. So it doesn't matter to me if it was a Republican in office or a Democratic person in office. What they are doing now is working against the Constitution. And what you mentioned earlier about Trump enacting the emergency powers to then make himself a dictator for a temporary time, I believe that is in itself the worst thing that you can suggest and the worst thing that he can do, because once you take those powers and you see it now from state to state, these governors are not going to relinquish those powers unless it's taken from them. And you are not recommending that Trump does that. He has demonstrated that he is actually no different than those on the other side of the aisle.
But do you expect this election to be fair? Do you think we're actually going to get the correct, you know, number of votes? Do you think this is actually going to be a fair election, actually carried out to embody the will of the people?
Right.
Or do you think that big tech and the Democrats are colluding to completely subvert our entire republic? I mean, our republic is gone essentially because of the action of these people. I mean, big tech is actively censoring American government websites. So are we just going to let them do this? I mean, right now, big tech and Twitter adhere to and, you know, put forward the will, manifest the will of globalist organizations of which we have no vote and have no say over. I mean, this is the death of the republic. This is a dictatorship. So is that okay? We just let that continue? Or do you have a different solution that you want to suggest?
Okay, so here's my take on this election farce that, or selection that's taking place. I believe that Joe Biden is an injured horse that they placed in this race. He has so many skeletons in his closet. His mental decline, they are meant to highlight that he is going to lose. Trump is going to win this election, I believe, fully in, I believe.
Okay.
What I believe is now going to happen is that they're going to use that as an excuse to further divide the nation. And Nancy Pelosi and they are going to use that as an excuse to continue fighting Trump. And because you're going to have this constant division, you are going to get more calls from your side of the aisle for Trump to do things that people would normally not suggest. And this is what's taking place, Harrison.
Yeah.
I hear people continue speaking about the wars abroad and Trump is pulling troops. So take a look at what's taking place in Yemen, in Somalia. Those things haven't stopped. The wars haven't stopped. He has increased drone bombings across the world. So please, Harrison, just take a step back, like what David would do, and see that these two parties are playing everyone every step of the way with big tech involved. That's the reason
Trump would
never do anything. He will not stop them. I'm telling you, he will not.
Well, he hasn't stopped them yet. They haven't done anything to stop him yet. And look, if we had done things reasonably earlier on and had been able to prevent this, just Section 230 or any of these sort of stuff, and I'm sure Gerald Celente will correct me on a lot of this because he's smarter than I am and more even-handed than I am, and he'll be coming on in just a second. If we'd done things to stop this at the beginning, then we wouldn't be in this issue. But we're in very extreme times. We're in extreme danger, and big tech is running roughshod over all of our rights and are adhering to unelected dictates from unelected superiors in the globalist system, and it's outrageous. Thank you so much for the call. That was great, actually.
Finally, the stagnant Republican establishment understands what InfoWars understands, what our listeners understand, what Donald Trump understands. We're in a digital civil war. There are giant filters filtering out 99% of communication going on every major tech platform, and now they're doing it to the private apps. They're doing it to text messages. They're doing it to email. This is mafia organized crime election meddling. But finally, when they blocked Hunter Biden and the Burisma information and the Chinese information and the photos of the crack pipes and all the rest of it has been confirmed to be real. Biden hasn't denied it. Finally, Congress got pissed and said, this is out of control. You've got to stop it now. We're taking action. Oh, and Jack Dorsey went, oh, it's a mistake. It's an accident. It's an accident. But they keep pushing and pushing because no one ever calls their bluff. Well, InfoWars is calling their bluff. And I want to thank you all for keeping us on the air.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness. And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
Yesterday, the parent company of YouTube, Google, put out an email for the world to see. And they bragged that 200,000 plus videos have been removed for criticizing Bill Gates, criticizing the UN, criticizing vaccines, criticizing the coming forced inoculation that's been announced, and the contact tracing apps on our phones to leave our houses. Isn't that nice? And they said, oh, no criticism of Bill Gates or vaccines or adverse reactions will be allowed. And of course, they've passed a law saying that when you get sick from the inoculations, they will have liability protection. The perfect storm. Oh, of course, if you look at Alphabet, the parent company of Google, and, of course, YouTube, they just so happen to be heavily invested in hundreds of big pharma companies and over a dozen big vaccine makers, and they're invested with, you guessed it, Billy Boy Gates. So the electronic straitjacket and gag is going on us right now. I suggest we take action and Congress take action now. There's only 5 days left in the InfoWars Total Blowout Mega Sale. 5 days left. I want to thank you all for your support because things are so unstable and so crazy and the supply chains are breaking down. I made the decision a month ago to sell out of our inventory and then to readjust and even see if we're going to be able to continue on in the future with this model of funding our operations by selling high-quality supplements and other products. And thanks to your support, we've gotten in enough money to reorder most of the best sellers. So I want to thank you all for your support. We still have a lot of our best-selling items available, but they're selling out very, very quickly. We still have 30 to 60% off, free shipping, and the big thing, triple Patriot points. That's 15% off on your next order. If you sign up for auto ship, you get additional 10% off. So some of these deals are so good, we lose money on the products. But regardless, it gets money into our coffers in the short term to continue the fight. Things are so critical right now with the election. Be sure to visit the site, InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Making sense common again. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to The David Knight Show. My name is Harrison Smith, sitting in for David Knight, and let's see, it's been 2.5 hours of me going totally crazy over this story of the New York Post and the censorship being rolled out by Twitter. So I'm very happy now to be welcoming my guest, Gerald Celente. His website, of course, trendsresearch.com. I'm hoping maybe he can walk me back from the edge. He can provide me with some reasonable answers to what I see as drastic circumstances requiring drastic measures to combat. Obviously, I had a caller from a liberal in New York yesterday or last segment, and I'm sorry, sir, for calling you a bug. I didn't to that liberal in New York. I may have referred to him as a bug, and I regret that, and I am sorry. And he brought up some good points, so I'm going to try to calm down now and ask Mr. Celente if he has any advice for me as to how to not freak out about what we're seeing here. Welcome to the show, Mr. Celente.
Thanks for having me. You know, you're talking about censorship, right?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Your comment goes against our policy on bullying and harassment. It has been removed. In case you're not familiar with our policy on bullying and harassment, we encourage you to renew our professional community policies. If you think we made a mistake, you can ask us to take a second look. Thank you for being part of the LinkedIn community.
Oh, LinkedIn too, huh?
So I was censored. Go back to the, if you will, our Trends Journal cover that you put up there. You just had up before I came on, guys.
They're pulling it up right now.
All right.
There you go.
That was censored.
Really?
That
image?
That was censored for bullying and harassment. I'm not making it up. That's a fact. And this is the second time in 3 days that they have censored me. And look at that cover. Brainwashed by crap. That's bullying and harassment. Oh, I'm supposed to believe all the crap that they brainwash on Facebook, BBC, CNN, Fox, and the toilet paper record, the New York Times? Now, you ready for this? Number two, your comment goes against our policy on bullying and harassment. It has been removed. This is LinkedIn, October 10th. This is what I wrote, and this is what they censored me on. We all must speak out and we all must speak out or just keep bowing down, sucking up and taking orders from liars, cowards, freaks, and fools who believe they have the power to rule us and destroy our lives and livelihoods. That was censored.
That's very mean. You are being mean to Facebook and the BBC. You're bullying
That was the cover. This is another time.
Oh, this is the second time.
This is the second time. All I wrote was, we all must speak out or just keep bowing down, sucking up and taking orders from liars, cowards, freaks, and fools who believe they have the power to rule us and destroy our lives and livelihoods. So
wow.
I was censored for saying that we should not bow down and suck up and take orders from liars, cowards, freaks, and fools. That's censoring me.
Wow.
So everybody out there, get this in your head. Any liar, coward, freaking fool that tells you what to do, you just bow down and take it up and do what you're told. That is the new America. That is these little slimy, creepy, geeky freaks. Not a man among them. Put up the photos of that little boy, that Zuckerberg. How about that tough guy, Cook? Yeah, Dorsey, up yours. Who the hell do you people think you are? You're telling, look at that outer space alien little freak. These are the people that are destroying our lives. And I'm going to tell everybody out there, you don't do everything you can to support InfoWars. Buy their products. Keep that voice alive. Subscribe to our magazine, The Trends Journal. 82 pages last week. No magazine like it in the world. We give every ounce that we have. We're fighting for freedom. InfoWars fights for freedom. These little slimy, bring that guy, or only
worm.
A guy. Maybe they're not guys because they don't look so guy to me. And they tell me, hey, Salenti, you're not going to put this up on LinkedIn. If you want to fight me about it, let's go man to man. Bring them over. Bring over that little slimy piece of crap governor you got out there in California. The one we got over here. Tell them to put a face mask on me. Tell me to become their slave. Man to man. No, no, little boys. Leave your geeks behind, you little goons. You come over here. Look at that little piece of crap, Gruesome Newsome. This is the moron piece of idiocy that's telling people to put on a mask between bites when you're eating out in a restaurant and putting on a mask between the times you take a drink. People better wake up, man. All aboard. Next train to Auschwitz. Get on board. Don't you give me back your back talk. Get on there. I'm the governor. I'm a little piece of crap mayor. I'm a slimy Zuckerberg. We'll tell you what to do. I'm Gates. Look at this. They are destroyed. All you young people out there, no going out and having a good time. No partying.
Oh my God.
No making love. No kissing, no hugging. We'll tell you what to do. We're a bunch of pieces of crap and we want you to be just like us. And guess what? Most do it. Look at the freaks walking around with masks out there. Not a soul on the street. Look at the freaks with their windows rolled up in a car with a mask on. So you're upset?
I'm fired up now. I'm even more fired up now. I mean, and you just everything you've brought up. And it's not even these worms that we see put up front, right? These are just the faces. The people actually doing this, people actually sending you that message are even more worm-like or even more subterranean. Are there in their little offices, these limp-wristed ninnies just click, nope, you're done. We'll never see their face. We'll never know who they are. They never have to give a reason. They never have to suffer any blowback. They just wield this authoritarian power without any recompense whatsoever. And people like you and people like myself are there to suffer and complain and yell with nobody there to help us, with no outlet to continue to fight this war on. So,
and that's
I'm right
thing.
There with
that's
you.
Point. No outlets. And that's why people have to support InfoWars. Buy the products. Support us, the Trends Journal. By the way, we're having a webinar on next Wednesday, 7 p.m. Question and answers. So anybody that wants to go to trendsjournal.com, you'll see the webinar thing. And seating is limited. But we're fighting for freedom.
Well, and God bless you for doing so. Infowars.com, trendsresearch.com. That's Gerald Celente's website. I'm glad I'm not going crazy. I'm over here thinking, am I the only one this mad about this? Am I the only one that sees what's going on here and that recognizes these human worms for what they are? And you feel like you're going a little bit crazy. And maybe, hey, maybe that's the only thing we do for you. Maybe you have all the information that we have. You don't need that. If you don't care about the information, at least support the people that are up here expressing how you feel, that are giving a voice to the millions of Americans who have been silenced by big tech. More with Gerald Celente when we get back.
2020 electioncenter.com. Just type it in one time. You've got it saved right there in your browser. And then you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms. And most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to ban.video. But 2020electioncenter.com is a clone of the site, the exact same links, the exact same videos where you can comment, you can share them, everything. The system is censoring because the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago. Trump has finally figured this out since he's going to take action once reelected against big tech. And then he's monitoring the situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he hasn't taken action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and checking out the new redesigned Infowars.com and sharing that link. Oh, that really upsets him. Oh, yeah.
A major life lesson just took place last night. The top story in the country was that Hunter Biden's laptop information had come out. Him with hookers and shooting porno movies and crack pipes. But the real news was how he had indeed been bought off by Burisma and had done so at the behest of his father, who was getting large parts of the money.
But you see, Twitter and Facebook and others totally censored the info and even censored major news publications and even censored the president. But when the president and Congress said they were going to take action, suddenly Jack of Twitter said he didn't know it had happened and it was wrong. And that's the big life lesson here. Standing up and saying no to organized crime, racketeering is the way to stop it. Groveling to it and letting big tech lie to us and run over us is the way to make these tyrants continue to go absolutely crazy. Remember, they support communist China and its death camps. What will they do to us? Well, we now know. InfoWars is a archetypal classic example of free, independent, organic resistance against tyranny. You built InfoWars. You spread the word. You prayed for us. You bought the products. You called in. You made recommendations. InfoWars is as much yours as it is mine. And that's why the enemy is so upset that under the deplatforming, under all the DNC lawsuits, under all the attack, in many ways, we've become stronger. With Band.Video, redesigned InfoWars, with all of our great crew, with documentary films and 10 hours of live radio and TV a day, we are the resistance. You are the resistance. So remember, this arsenal of freedom is waiting for you to continue to spread the word about it and to continue for you to support, because this is something we built together. It's not just a national treasure. It's a treasure worldwide against the tyrants, and they know it, and they can't stand it. And as everything we talked about comes true, our credibility only goes up together. So I salute you all. I've got some really important and, quite frankly, bad news for you. We've confirmed from high-level sources and our own research that if Joe Biden's able to steal the election, and they're going to really try to do it, they're that crazy, they intend to not just shut down InfoWars, but have yours truly, Alex Jones, arrested. Now, here's the really bad news. They're coming after everybody, and they're coming after the economy, and they want to totally gut it and punish Americans for supporting Donald Trump and repudiating Hollywood and all the trash. But here's the really good news. The really good news. Humanity is awakening to this threat. We're no longer asleep. And we understand that the globalists are our mortal enemies, and we fundamentally understand that they're trying to end our nation and the free market and our Judeo-Christian roots forever. That's why we must come together now as Americans of every race, color, and creed and repudiate the New World Order and stand firm and vote for Donald Trump, but also the information war, support independent media that tells the truth, like InfoWars.com. Thank you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Final segment of The David Knight Show for today, the 15th of October, the year 2020. Folks, it's the InfoWars blowout sale. It's up to 60% off, plus triple Patriot points. That sale ends in just 4 short days, and some of these products are on their final run ever, such as BrainForce Plus, ExtendaWise, and some of these others. Of course, TurboForce, 50% off, Knockout, 50% off. All shirts available for $17.76. Put that shirt on. Show it with pride. They still can't censor which shirts you wear, so that's at least one small way you can express yourself without the tyrants in California and New York coming down on you like a hammer. My guest is Gerald Celente, who is making mincemeat of the liars, cowards, freaks, and fools that are controlling us from behind the shadows. It's truly sickening stuff, and I share his passion of anger and fury at these scumbags who are just wielding inordinate power and destroying everything that we hold dear. And we were joking during the break, you know, it's like if you say don't get on the train to Auschwitz, it's hey, don't bully the Auschwitz guards. Just get on the train. Just get on your knees, put on the mask, and ship yourself off to the camp. I mean, that's where we're headed. And if you can't see that, then I don't know what to tell you. But you know, your real skill, Mr. Celente, is the long term, is seeing, of course, trendsresearch.com is your website, the Trends Journal. It's not about what's happening right now. It's not about a singular event. It's about seeing many, many, many events and watching their process and watching how the trends are going. And you're looking much forward into the future and seeing what's coming. So can you tell us, what are we missing while I'm focusing on this? What else is going on in the world that we can expect to see coming down the pipe?
Well, if you like living hell on earth, let's just keep going the way we are, because that's what
okay.
It's going to be.
Yeah.
And before I go into, just to show you how bad it is, you mentioned about New York and California. We got a little low life over here next to us in Jersey. New Jersey Democratic Governor Phil Murphy said Thursday today. Quote, I think we're less likely, and please God, that this is the case, we're less likely to use blunt instruments we used in March and April when we shut the garage doors down on everything, and much more likely to use a scalpel and go into a particular community, Murphy told Squawk Box, this is the governor. Listen to this language. We're less likely to use blunt instruments we used in March and April when we shut the garage doors down on everything? Who the hell are you talking to, you piece of crap? Garage doors? You mean the millions of businesses that you destroyed? Is that the garage door and the millions of lives that you destroyed? And you used a blunt instrument? Because you're too damn stupid to know what to do, so you use a blunt instrument and destroy everything. And now we're going to use a scalpel. And you know what the scalpel is part of? Here he goes. It's not too late to get a federal mandate on mask wearing. Okay? Look at that little piece of crap. You're a piece of garbage. And I'll tell it to your face. You're a disgrace to this country, Murphy boy. You're a disgrace to this country because of your disrespect of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and you think who the hell you are. What Constitution? What Bill of Rights? I'm an elected official. Official piece of crap. That's where it's going. This guy and all these other governors, what do you have? How many deaths you have in California? About 16, 17,000? March, April, May, June, July, August, September. You got 7 months. What do you got? 16, 17,000 deaths in 7 months out of a population of 40 million people? What are you looking at? 0.04%? Oh, you little piece of criminal garbage, Murphy. I forgot. Well over 50% of the people that died of the virus in Jersey were from elder care homes.
Yep.
And you piece of garbage, crap, slimy Murphy, like your Cuomo killer over here. The one where they died the most was in Jersey.
Yep.
A veterans home. Who cares about the veterans? We don't care. That's the arrogance of these people. The vast majority of the people that died of COVID in Jersey, in Connecticut, in Massachusetts, in states all around is well over 50%. But those are only facts. And I'm the governor. We used a scalpel. You used a blunt instrument to kill elderly people in nursing homes. You should be in jail for your murder along with Cuomo. That arrogant boy and his little brother. As I say, little boys born on third base and thought they hit a home run. They'd be nobody if daddy wasn't Mario. My daddy was Mario, and my daddy's better than yours. We're renaming the Tappan Zee Bridge, the Mario Cuomo Bridge. And you, you pieces of garbage, taxpayers of Slavelandia, I'm taking your money to do it. Oh, you left the M out of it. It was supposed to be Mario M. Cuomo. All right, rip down those signs and put them back and put the M in there. You got it? Look at them. Look at them. Arrogant little boy. Arrogant little boy. Born on third base, thought he hit a home run. An arrogant little boy, like his brother. Oh, remember his brother was dying of COVID? Remember how the Cartoon News Network kept pumping that up? Oh, I'm dying over here. Oh, I'm dying over. Hey, how come you didn't die? They use this. It's in the Trends Journal. CNN, that guy Zucker who runs the show, and maybe you should take out that Z and stick in an F. He told his staff, it's in the Trends Journal, came from the Wall Street Journal, that when this started breaking out in China and everybody, they started using it as headline news. He told his staff to keep it going. The people were tuning in. Their ratings have gone up 120% since they started doing this. Their ratings are in the toilet where all these prostitutes should be before this happened. It's the media that pumped it up, and these psychopathic, pathological, lying sociopaths called governors, mayors, and presidents and prime ministers used it to their advantage.
It's truly shocking. Isn't it nice when the thugs that are coming after you say, oh, we're not going to use our bats, we're going to use knives instead. Isn't that reassuring to you to know they're using knives instead of bats to beat you? It's truly shocking.
People better fight. People better fight. And I'm not saying violently. I'm saying in mass with a strong voice. And how dare they violate our constitutional rights? Who put this in your head? I'm born to be free. I launched Occupy Peace from here. I had a rally, 4th of July rally, to unite for peace and restore freedom. Oh, and by the way, we invited Black Lives Matter. You look at the piece of artwork by Anthony Frieda that we had of black and white coming together. They refused to come. You know why? Because I'm on Alex Jones. I'm on InfoWars and Judge Napolitano's from Fox News. So Black Lives Matter wouldn't come. That is the truth.
Even though we've been fighting against police corruption since before Black Lives Matter was even a thing. I mean, we were on top of that forever. It's so outrageous. The lies that they tell about us, the people that believe it. And then as you're pointing out, this hero worship that the left has, I mean, look at how they're treating Ruth Bader Ginsburg as if she is God, God Almighty that gets to determine, where her seat goes. And we must listen to her last wish as if it was, given to us on a tablet on Mount Sinai. I mean, it's outrageous and you see it everywhere. They have a worshipful mindset of these scumbags who've done nothing to earn it and will destroy you at a whim if it gives them any benefit at all. This has been amazing.
When Scalia died, they didn't give him that kind of press.
Of course.
How come? Because he's Italian-American? You know, I put out a Columbus Day piece, and I did a whole show on it on InfoWars this past Monday about Italian Lives Matter. Was Columbus in the Mafia? You can't have a show like The Goodfellas or The Godfather or The Sopranos.
It's fine now.
It's nice being on your show, you know?
Either way. Gerald Celente, TrendsResearch.com. The Alex Jones Show starts in 1 minute.
Thank you, Gerald. InfoWars Life, pure turmeric extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than bodies. Some like bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's easier than ever to have band.video on your iPhone. Simply go to band.video with your Safari browser. Then you click the share button at the bottom of the screen. When the menu comes up, you simply click add to home screen. It will then ask you to name the app. I suggest band.video.
You will now have band.video app on your home screen, despite the fact that Tim Cook tried to stop it. The globalists think you're lazy, but by taking a little bit of action, you can override them, have the app, and then tell others about it so they can get the app. So it's up to you whether you want to defy big tech and click the share buttons below on your email, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, however you want. Be sure and share band.video.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.